Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Ceasefire. Because Israel stopped short of completely destroying Hamas, this meant the Palestinians were out in the streets firing fireworks and declaring victory. Weird thing to declare victory when your infrastructure has been crumbled, many of your leadership have been killed, and it's also very weird to declare victory when your entire basis for victory was supposedly that you stood up to this massive Israeli barrage, but you actually didn't, right? That's the part that's kind of weird. So you complain the entire time about how mean Israel is. And then Israel eviscerates a lot of your infrastructure, and then you declare victory. The real answer is that the Palestinians under Hamas declared victory because they got what they wanted from the world media. And what they got from the world media was this vast turn against Israel. And it's an amazing thing because the media just decided to conflate Hamas and Palestinians as though they are the same thing, as though Hamas, which is the governing terrorist group in the Gaza Strip and has been since 2006, has a coincident interest with the Palestinians who live under its misrule, who live under the boot heel of this terrorist regime. According to the Washington Post, a ceasefire aimed at ending 11 days of withering combat between Israel and Hamas militants took effect early on Friday, hours after Israel's security cabinet voted to approve an Egyptian initiative to stop the fighting. The cabinet, made up of top security officials and ministers, voted unanimously to accept what Israel described as a bilateral and unconditional ceasefire. Facing mounting international pressure, including from President Biden in recent days, the Israeli government said it decided to bring the air and artillery campaign to a halt after significantly degrading Hamas's military infrastructure and killing many of its commanders. Hamas said that it had also agreed with the Egyptian proposal. Tahir al-Munu, a media advisor, said the Palestinian resistance will abide by this agreement as long as the occupation is committed. Israel pounded Gaza with airstrikes and artillery fire, causing extensive destruction, killing 232 Palestinians, including at least 65 children. Now, it should be noted that whenever there are these death counts, they typically come from the Hamas Information Ministry. And very often those numbers are wrong, and it turns out later that it becomes clear how wrong they were. But any child who died as a result of this in the Gaza Strip is a direct result of Hamas, which plants weapons and terrorists behind children. We've played tape on this show of people in Gaza explicitly saying to Israeli forces who are warning them to get out of buildings, we want to leave our kids here, so if you hit the building, then you get blamed internationally. Hamas's ferocious rocketing left 12 dead in Israel, two of them children, sent residents of much of the country repeatedly fleeing for shelter. As the hour struck, Gaza residents cheered from their terraces. Celebratory gunfire sounded over the mostly dark neighborhoods. A few horns sounded from cars braving streets pocked with shell craters. And praise for God rang out from mosques around Gaza City. It's unbelievable. You fire hundreds of rockets at civilian areas, and then you just have your infrastructure bombed into next week. And your reaction to a ceasefire is, we won? Now, there was no such reaction in Israel. The reason there was no such reaction in Israel is because Israel doesn't want the conflict. Hey, this is one of the things that I was noting a few days ago about videos of rockets being fired from Gaza. What you saw is people in the streets actively celebrating when rockets were fired into Gaza. You didn't see any of that in Israel. You didn't see anybody in Israeli society cheering as the F-22s took off on their bombing runs. But you did see that in the Gaza Strip. There's a vast moral imbalance between Israel and its enemies in this particular war. For his part, Joe Biden praised Benjamin Netanyahu for abiding by the ceasefire and agreeing to the ceasefire. Here was President Biden.
My conversation with President Netanyahu, I commended him for the decision to bring the current hostilities to a close within less than 11 days. I also emphasize what I've said throughout this conflict. The United States fully supports Israel's right to defend itself against indiscriminate rocket attacks from Hamas and other Gaza-based terrorist groups that have taken the lives of innocent civilians in Israel.
Now, there's something that Joe Biden did not mention in his speech, and that, of course, is the vast wave of anti-Semitic attacks that's now hitting American cities. It's hit European cities as well. There's a 250% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the UK in the middle of the Gaza war. This has happened during many of the conflicts that have happened in the Middle East. Very often people who say, well, it's just anti-Zionism, it's just anti-Israel activity. It's not about the Jews. Weird. Why are you attacking that random Jew in London? Very, very strange. And same people who say, well, if Israel went away, there would be less anti-Semitism, are meanwhile beating a Jew. Like, good idea, guys. Like, really, that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. Biden didn't mention this because the left has a perverse perspective on anti-Semitism, which is that anti-Semitism only matters when the person committing the anti-Semitism is a white supremacist. When it turns out that anti-Semitism is a mainstream part of an increasingly mainstream segment of the international left, then anti-Semitism has to be ignored. In other words, when anti-Semitism is part of a political program, a broader political program to, for example, end the Jewish state, or part of a broader political program to set up Jews who are disproportionately well-educated and successful in Western societies as sort of the evil at the top of the intersectional hierarchy, as beneficiaries of a system that needs to be brought down, then anti-Semitism gets ignored, which, of course, is why the Democratic Party just last year decided that they were not going to bother censuring Ilhan Omar for her blatant anti-Semitism. Instead, they decided that they were going to pass some sort of broad resolution condemning all bad things on planet Earth. Because the reality is that the left cannot acknowledge anti-Semitism when it comes from the left. Instead, they have to pretend that it just doesn't exist. And so, as we'll see, there have been a bevy of anti-Semitic attacks in the United States over the course of the last week. It is not a coincidence that it is happening in the middle of this conflict with Israel, because the same people, again, these people are siding with Hamas. Okay, Hamas is a terrorist group. This is not about a border conflict. Hamas openly states it wants Israel completely destroyed, which means a genocide of the Jews. Today, the front page of the New York Times website has zero articles about the uptick in anti-Semitic crime. The Washington Post, its front page today online, has zero stories about anti-Semitism across the nation. Both ran op-eds talking about why it would be necessary for Israel to stop existing. That is not a coincidence. Anti-Semitism is part and parcel of the broader international left agenda at this point, and that agenda is to tear down any vestiges and systems that they believe are implicit in the West. And Israel is just part of that. Right? The international left hates Israel because they really don't like the traditional systems of the West, not the other way around. In just one second, we'll get to the anti-Semitic attacks that have been happening in New York. We already saw they're happening in Los Angeles. We'll get to that in just one second first. Now, before Policy Genius, it was really hard to find affordable life insurance. And as a responsible person, you want to make sure that, God forbid, something should happen to you, your family is taken care of. Policy Genius makes it super simple to find the life insurance program you need. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies, so you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Getting started is super simple. First, you head on over to PolicyGenius.com, answer a few quick questions about yourself. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and the scheduling for free. Policy Genius never sells your information to other companies. They don't add on extra fees. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and very important to get it right. Check them out right now. PolicyGenius.com to get started. That's PolicyGenius.com. Okay, so before we get into these anti-Semitic incidents, a quick primer on when anti-Semitism is coincident with anti-Israel sentiment. Okay, so you can disagree with Israeli policy. I often disagree with Israeli policy. I, for example, think that Israel never should have pulled out of the Gaza Strip in 2005. I think handing it over to Hamas was a terrible decision. I think Israel never should have engaged in the Oslo process with a terrorist group known as the Palestine Liberation Organization. And that doesn't make me anti-Semitic. And people on the other side who believe that Israel should make more concessions, that doesn't mean that you are anti-Semitic. There are a few key indicators as to when anti-Israel sentiment bleeds over into anti-Semitism. One, if you're siding with an active terrorist group that is firing indiscriminately rockets at civilians while shielding its own weaponry with children, it's very hard to come up with an alternative explanation for why you think that is okay other than you don't like Jews. if you're treating the Jewish state in a way you would treat no other state, if there's a double standard, okay, and this isn't my standard, this is the State Department's standard for anti-Semitism. If you treat the Jewish state in a way different than you would treat any other state, it's an indicator of anti-Semitism. Okay, so those are a couple indicators of when anti-Israel sentiment bleeds over into anti-Semitism. And by the way, if you wish to see the full-scale destruction of the state of Israel, you don't wish to see the destruction of any other state on planet Earth. Right? You don't wish to see the destruction of any Islamic regime. There are over 57, 58 members of the Organization of Islamic Countries, explicitly Islamic, full-on apartheid states for people of other religions. You don't care about that. You don't care about the 100-plus countries that are Christian in orientation. All you care about is the one Jewish state that looks an awful lot like an anti-Semitic double standard. And well, the left has embraced that anti-Semitic double standard because the left sees Israel as a repository of colonialism in the region, which has to ignore all of human history. There have been Jews in this region since 1000 BCE. Jewish presence in the Holy Land predates the existence of Islam by some 1600 years minimum. The first and second temples were built hundreds of years before Islam even existed. And so the notion that this is some sort of colonialist outpost of Western civilization is a particularly bizarre one, considering how Jews were often treated throughout Europe and throughout Russia and throughout every other place throughout human history. Okay, the notion that the Jews were sort of like put there by the Europeans in order to bother the Arabs is insane, especially considering the fact that British Mandate Palestine attempted explicitly to bar Jews from buying land for decades on end and restricted Jewish immigration in a way that it never restricted Arab immigration, including restricting Jewish immigration from Europe during World War II as Jews were being sent to the gas chambers in Europe and post-World War II in order to placate the local Arab population. And so you have to just ignore all of history to come to the conclusion that this is a colonialist settler outpost. Okay, but that is exactly what the left wants to say, because this all fits into a broader left-wing worldview. The broader left-wing worldview is that anyone who is successful in a Western system is successful because they have somehow victimized the other. It's the same thing that you see in America with regards to critical race theory, that inequality of outcome is evidence of discrimination. Same thing when it comes to global politics. If Israel is very successful and the Palestinians are not particularly successful, that is not because the Palestinian leadership are a bunch of terrorists who have misdirected all funding toward terrorism and destroyed property rights and made it impossible for people to start businesses and crack down on dissent and have destroyed democracy and actually live in a one-party apartheid state. Now, it's not because of any of that. It must be because there's this other group that's very successful right next to them. Despite the fact that that other group, 20% of its population is Arab. There are Arabs who sit in the Knesset. It's a very large party, the Iran party. There are Arabs who sit on the Supreme Court. All of this is perfectly obvious. So if you ignore all of that just because you don't like Israel, at that point, you have to start looking at the possibility that anti-Semitism lies behind this. Okay, and again, that is why it is no coincidence that you're seeing Palestinian anti-Semitism on the streets of the United States, and you are seeing people on the left look the other way. This is not being covered in the mainstream media, in much the same way that the mainstream media really didn't want to cover anti-Asian violence in the United States until there was that mass shooting by somebody they could label a white supremacist in Atlanta. Right? When that happened, then they could talk about anti-Asian violence, and they could pass an anti-Asian hate crime bill, but they will not pass an anti-Semitic hate crime crackdown bill. They certainly won't do that, because the people who are largely promulgating anti-Semitism in the United States these days are on the political left, and that is being mainstreamed into the political left. So here are some videos. These are from New York over the last 48 hours. By the way, Palestinian protesters are specifically attempting to set up protests in Jewish areas all around the country. The reason they're doing that, of course, is because they believe that these are pro-Israel centers, and so they have to get in the face of every Jew in order to demonstrate something. I'm not sure what it is they think they're demonstrating. Okay, this one was really bad. Yesterday, there were this is an act of terrorism. I mean, somebody went and took a small Molotov cocktail, and they took it down to the Diamond District in New York. And they threw, like, an actual explosive in the Diamond District. Okay, then they went to a restaurant, these Palestinian activists, and by activists, I mean criminals. They went to, because there are activists and there are criminals. If you go to a restaurant and you start spitting on people, you start spitting on Jewish diners, you're a criminal. That is assault. You had Palestinian activists who were riding down the street shouting, F the Jews. It's good times in New York over there. There is a full-on brawl that broke out when Palestinian activists decided that they were going to attack Jewish activists. There were Jewish activists holding Israeli flags. Palestinian activists went and grabbed the flag away from them and then started to beat up the Jews. There are a couple of, this is in Times Square, so this is just wonderful stuff. By the way, where are the cops in all this? Like, seriously, where are the police? And we've seen this in Los Angeles. We We saw in Los Angeles that there are Jews who are eating outside at a sushi restaurant on La Cienega Boulevard, and Palestinian activists slash criminals decided that they were going to stop, try to shout at the Jews, get out of their car, and then go and beat up the Jews. We saw a Jew being chased down by a couple of trucks with giant Palestinian flags on the back. All this stuff is happening, and the media just have no interest in covering the actual crimes. You'll see an occasional story about Eric Garcetti in L.A., for example, condemning the hate crimes. Nothing yet from Bill de Blasio, so far as I'm aware. Nothing from Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. Nothing from Chuck Schumer, the Jewish senator from New York. Nothing, in fact, from anybody in the Democratic Party hierarchy. Why? The answer is because if they recognize that perhaps the people who are siding with Hamas very often are driven, well, not very often. If you side with Hamas, not just you don't like some things Israel's doing, you side with Hamas, this means you're an anti-Semite. There's just no way to read you siding with an actual overt evil terrorist group as anything other than you hate the people that the terrorists are attempting to kill. Okay, and this has mainstreamed itself into media. So there's open anti-Semitism, and it exists largely at the highest echelons of the Islamic world, and particularly in Islamically governed countries like Pakistan. There was a Pakistani foreign minister who just went on CNN, and frankly, good for the CNN host here. The CNN host called him on it, but the Pakistani foreign minister literally went on national television and said the Jews run the media, which is pretty wild. We'll get to that in just one second. But MSNBC is busily actually promulgating the anti-Semitism, just like members of the Democratic Party are promulgating the anti-Semitism, just like the Washington Post is promulgating the anti-Semitism. Now, this doesn't mean that everybody in the Democratic Party higher echelon is an anti-Semite. It just means they're winking and nodding at it. I mean, Joe Biden anytime could say something about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Instead, Joe Biden, who was fairly tolerant of Israel performing its duty to defend its citizens, he was out there praising Rashida Tlaib while Rashida Tlaib was being an open anti-Semite supporting actual acts of terrorism. It's more of this in just one second. First, let's talk about the fact that this summer, there's going to be a lot going on. You can be back to regular life. You can be out there on the beach. Maybe you want to listen to some music. Maybe you want to watch a TV show. Maybe you want to listen to a podcast like this one. You need your Raycons, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. It can make all the difference no matter what you're listening to. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great. They feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. Listen up right now. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. Here's what you've got to do to go get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. BUIRAYCON.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. I love my Raycons because they fit my ear perfectly. Again, you can customize them so that they do fit your ear perfectly. They're not one size fits all. They come in a variety of colors, so you really can get the kind of Raycons you want. Raycon right now offering 15% off all their products. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben to get started. That's buyraycon.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, anti-Semitism is not just a fringe phenomenon. It is being mainstreamed by the Democratic Party. It is being mainstreamed by their allied news outlets. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North States. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way.
Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
They have a lot of influence.
The Alan Galadraga actually doing what an anchor there is supposed to do. That is the foreign minister of Pakistan. Okay, it's a high-ranking official in a foreign government talking about how the Jews control the media. Okay, now, this sort of stuff, unfortunately, is fairly well spoken of in elite liberal circles. I mean, the fact is that this has been a commonly held and pervasive myth on the left for a very long time, including by people who actually serve inside the Biden administration. Robert Malley used to make comments like this about how the American media was controlled by the Israeli lobby and all the rest of this. Okay, but MSNBC actually just mainstreams this. So what you've seen, there are two articles in the last 2 days, one in the New York Times and one in the Washington Post, explicitly talking about how the two-state solution was done. Now, why is the two-state solution done? According to them, the two-state solution is done not because terrorist groups run the West Bank and run the Gaza Strip and have explicitly refused to acknowledge the right of the state of Israel to exist. No, it's not because of that. It's because what you really need is a one state solution between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, whereby Arabs swamp the Jewish population and they turn it into another Islamic state. There's an actual article in the Washington Post today about this by Ishan Tharoor, suggesting that this is the wave of the future. There's another article in the Washington Post talking up Rashida Tlaib, the open anti-Semite. It's a piece by Michael Cranish titled 8 Minutes with the President. Representative Rashida Tlaib, the lone Palestinian American in Congress, gains relevance in Israel debate. Well, she's gaining relevance because you guys keep giving her relevance and because the Democratic Party refuses to quash its own anti-Semitism. Ilhan Omar is not shy about her anti-Semitism. Rashida Tlaib is not shy about her anti-Semitism. And Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, when you back Hamas and when you attack Israel as an apartheid state at the same time that you are supporting a one-party terror state in the Gaza Strip, and when you hang out with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and back all of their plays, when you attempt to block military aid to an American ally in a time when they're under consistent rocket fire, when you hang out with Jeremy Corbyn, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You are now in the anti-Semitic category, which is true of Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. It's true of Cori Bush. It's true of the Squad. The Squad has decided to engage full-scale in anti-Semitism by the State Department definition, treating Israel with a double standard, demonizing Israel, treating Jews as extensions of Israel. All of this sort of stuff is stuff that is routinely done by the Squad. Alrighty, coming up, how strongly are the media now pushing anti-Semitism? So MSNBC hosted one of the creators of BDS. BDS is Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions. It is a movement designed to destroy the state of Israel. The left has decided to mainstream anti-Semitism. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Imani wouldn't be here if it wasn't for St. Jude. Everything was perfect until that day when she was 5 weeks old.
That's when, you know, every parent's worst nightmare kind of came into fruition. So there was a fairly large and aggressive brain tumor, but St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us the ultimate gift in this world, which was hope restored. When, you know, me and my wife were here, there was not a single other care in the world except for Imani. St. Jude made that happen.
And she's tumor-free now. She's growing. She's just a happy child.
The second we arrived here, we had food, housing, transportation, treatment, you name it. It was taken care of by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So the people who donate to St. Jude, you know, I just want them to know that I don't think anyone in this world or anything in this world has given me a greater gift. We came as two desperate parents, and they saved our daughter's life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, how far have the media decided to go in mainstreaming anti-Semitism? MSNBC yesterday decided to host the anti-Semitic co-founder of the Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions movement. Okay, that's Omar Barghouti. Omar Barghouti is like an open anti-Semite. He has explicitly stated that Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions of Israel, which is an attempt to get everybody to stop doing business with the state of Israel, he's explicitly said that his goal is the destruction of the state of Israel. Here he was being touted on MSNBC yesterday.
The United States government is complicit through its military funding, academic institutions, cultural institutions, funds, investment funds are also complicit when they invest in companies that are enabling the occupation, the house demolition, and so on. So we're calling for ending complicity so that Palestinians can achieve our rights under international law and nothing beyond that, an end to the occupation, end to apartheid, and the rights of refugees.
Okay, when he says the rights of refugees, what he means is that every Palestinian should be allowed into Israel to be a citizen of Israel, despite the fact that they explicitly say they want to destroy the state of Israel. This is the equivalent of during the Cold War, the left in the United States saying we should give citizenship to every member of the International Communist Party in order to come to the United States so they can vote to get rid of the United States. Everybody understands this. There has never been in human history a quote-unquote right of return to a foreign state. That is not a thing without the permission of the state involved. That has never been a thing. In any case, the BDS co-founder then went on and called Israel an apartheid state and praised AOC in the process. Okay, and this guy's been not shy about what his actual goals are. I'll play his goals in a second, Omar Barghouti.
Now they realize Israel is an apartheid state. That was an absolute taboo just a year ago. Today, how many members of Congress are saying Israel is an apartheid state? How many members of Congress are calling for conditioning aid to Israel or cutting military funding to Israel altogether? Cori Bush, for example, Congresswoman Cori Bush, connected Palestinian liberation with the Black Lives Matter movement, saying that let's not send any military funding to an apartheid regime. We must be anti-apartheid, period, she said. AOC said apartheid is no democracy. So those voices are rising.
Okay, he's right. Those voices are rising in complicity with actual anti-Semites like Omar Barghouti. He has explicitly said that his entire movement is designed at destroying the state of Israel, at destroying the Jewish state. This is the last year. This is May of last year. He's going to be speaking in Arabic, and I'll read you the translation. If the refugees return to their homes in Israel, as the BDS movement calls for, what will be left of the Zionist regime? There won't be any Zionist state like the one we are talking about, present-day Israel. And the Palestinian minority will become a Palestinian majority in the state that today is called Israel. Because he's openly, he openly acknowledges what his goals are. And everyone knows this. And MSNBC is pushing it. And AOC is pushing it, and Ilhan Omar is pushing it, and Rashida Tlaib is pushing it, and the Washington Post is pushing it. And where is the higher echelon of the Democratic Party? If you think this is unrelated to tolerance for anti-Semitic incidents on the streets of New York, you're out of your mind. Of course it is. Of course it is. The tolerance for anti-Semitic incidents is tied to the fact that the people who are participating in the anti-Semitism are supporters of some of the biggest Democrats in Congress. They're people who ideologically hold the same positions as Democrats in Congress, in the same way that for a year and a half, Democrats decided they would completely overlook and or cheer on rioting and looting because those people agreed with them on fundamental principles. And sure, they might go a little bit too far and they might not love it, but let's acknowledge that they have a point. This is the same reason why they're completely ignoring the anti-Semitic attacks that are happening in New York. I mean, Bernie Sanders, who is, when people say that Bernie Sanders is a Jew, he's ethnically Jewish. He has no relationship with Judaism. None. Okay, he is not a Jew by culture. He is not a Jew by belief. He is not a Jew in any sense other than ethnic Judaism. In the same way that if you are born into a Catholic family, perhaps you are ethnically Catholic, if that were a thing. And then if you don't practice Catholicism, in fact, if you spend all your life attempting to rip down Catholicism, it would be very difficult to call you a Catholic. Same sort of thing with Bernie Sanders. He's not a religious Jew. He is not a he is not oriented toward Judaism or toward the state of Israel in any political way. Which is the Democratic Party uses him as cover. The radical Democrats use him as cover. He's been radically anti-Israel his entire career. So he and AOC moved to block a private weapons sale to Israel in the middle of all of this. That, of course, is no shock. The House Democrats just voted down yesterday a rearmament, an ability to rearm the Iron Dome, which is a purely defensive technology. Yesterday, House Democrats voted 218-209 to reject a security funding amendment offered by Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas. The measure would have paved the way for Israel to receive a tranche of emergency dollars specifically for missile defense. And the Democrats voted that down. So don't pretend that the Democratic Party isn't complicit in the anti-Israel move. Like, good for Joe Biden for holding out as long as he did against these folks. But when is he going to speak up against the anti-Semitism inside his own party? Rashida Tlaib is busily tweeting, if my colleagues even mention Palestinians deserving human rights, they are aggressively bullied by those who prefer Israel as it is, apartheid, oppression, occupation, and all. My message to you is all of this, to you all is this. Do not be afraid to stand for justice. The American people are with us. The American people are absolutely not with you by any poll statistic. But the Democrats are too afraid of people like Rashida Tlaib because she is intersectional. She then quotes Peter Beinart, who is Hamas's favorite commentator, and who also believes that Israel should essentially be destroyed. He says the reason the American debate over Israel-Palestine could shift dramatically and quickly is that many Democratic politicians don't need to be convinced that what Israel is doing is wrong. They just need to be convinced that they can say so without hurting their careers. I don't think that Beinart is completely wrong about this. I think that Beinart recognizes that the Democratic Party has moved in a radically anti-Israel direction, the same way that Peter Beinart has moved in a radically anti-Israel direction, and that has consequences. I'm old enough to remember when Democrats suggested that anti-Semitic attacks against Jews were driven by Trump's unmoored rhetoric with regard to white supremacy or something. They blame the Tree of Life shooting on Donald Trump. They get a wide spate of anti-Semitic attacks and has nothing to do with the Democrats in New York explicitly talking about the evils of Israel, how it's an apartheid state, and how Israel does not have the duty to defend itself and siding with an actual terrorist group. You have the Democratic Party at the highest echelons refusing to condemn the anti-Semites in their own ranks, and it has no impact at all. You're going to have to explain that one. Okay, bottom line is anti-Semitism from the left is fine according to the left. End of story. It is completely fine. And they'll just push full-on anti-Semitism in the media, including up to and including full-on pieces calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. When people say one-state solution, understand that what they are calling for is the destruction of the state of Israel in the way that they are articulating this. And you have top Democrats, of course, trying to actually block Israel from being able to defend its own citizens. Remember, every anti-missile missile that is fired by the Iron Dome costs about $100,000. These are smart weapons. Every rocket that is fired by Hamas costs less than $1,000. They are very cheap to put together. They are dummy weapons that are being just sent in randomly to kill as many civilians as possible. So it's much more expensive to arm Iron Dome than it is to build a dummy rocket. And yet, in the middle of this, the Democrats are trying to cut funding. It's pretty incredible. There's more on this in just one second. First, let's talk about a simple fact. Everything that you want in life right now can be personalized. Well, why not your mattress? Right now, you're probably still going to the mattress store, lying down on a few and being like, okay, I'll take that one. That is a terrible way to buy a mattress. Instead, check out Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side, your back, your stomach, or if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated best mattress of 2019 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they'll pick it up right for you, no problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Shapiro to get up to $200 off your mattress order. That is helixsleep.com/Shapiro to get started today. Alrighty. Meanwhile, CNN just disgraced itself once again. According to the Washington Post, Chris Cuomo took part in strategy calls advising his brother. This is not a shock in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's pretty obvious this is going to happen. The only thing that's humiliating about this for CNN is that Chris Cuomo got caught. And the fact is that Jeff Zucker was on the phone with, like, Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign. Members of the media are constantly strategizing with other members of the Democratic Party because the media is an entirely Democratic-run operation at this point. There is a reason why AP and Hamas are in the same building. AP does propaganda work for Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The notion that the media does not have very cozy relationships with the people that it covers is just insane, which, of course, is why the entire media is out in defense of Chris Cuomo today, despite the fact it should be a pretty humiliating headline. According to the Washington Post, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo advised his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and senior members of the governor's staff on how to respond to sexual harassment allegations made earlier this year by women who had worked with the governor, according to four people familiar with the discussions. Cuomo, one of the network's top stars, joined a series of conference calls that included the Democratic governor, his top aide, his communications team, lawyers, and a number of outside advisors, according to people familiar with the conversations. A cable news anchor encouraged his brother to take a defiant position and not to resign. At one point, he used the phrase cancel culture as a reason to hold firm in the face of the allegations. In a statement, CNN acknowledged that Chris Cuomo took part in the strategy sessions, saying his involvement was a mistake. They said Chris has not been involved in CNN's extensive coverage of the allegations against Governor Cuomo on air or behind the scenes, in part because, as he has said on the show, he could never be objective, but also because he often serves as a sounding board for his brother. Well, weird, because you covered him for a year on COVID while he was covering up nursing home deaths, while he was lying to the public. He was covering his own brother on the air for a year. The statement says it was inappropriate to engage in conversations that included members of the governor's staff, which Chris acknowledges. He will not participate in such conversations going forward. The anchor said he was walled off from coverage of the governor without mentioning the special dispensation he received from CNN to feature him on his show during the pandemic. The episode illuminates how the Cuomo brothers, who are 13 years apart in age, have benefited from their respective high perches in politics and media. Shocker. Early in the COVID pandemic, a top Department of Health doctor was dispatched to the Hamptons to test Chris Cuomo and his family, the Washington Post had previously reported. Former and current administration officials said the anchor played an active role early in the governor's coronavirus strategy. Because he was strategizing with Cuomo on COVID and then covering him on CNN. This is not a shock. The brothers sometimes fish together in the waters off Long Island. The governor only trusts about five people, one advisor with knowledge of the strategy session said, so that's why Chris is on these calls. Oh. Inside CNN on Thursday, several employees described a sense of unease about the role Cuomo played in advising his brother, with one calling his decision to do so really upsetting. Well, I mean, if you're upset. Another person said that in a political climate in which CNN journalists come under intense scrutiny, having one of their own offering advice to a major Democratic figure felt like a self-inflicted wound. This was, yes, it is. We were saying this the entire time. You had him on national TV joking about, does mom love you best? Doing some Smothers Brothers routine. He's got a giant Q-tip. He's got a big nose. Hey, now, just a couple of flashbacks here. So first of all, Cuomo has now apologized. And so he went on air last night. He apologized for this. Uh-huh. I believe him.
I can be objective about just about any topic, but not about my family. Those of you who watch this show get it. Like you, I bet. My family means everything to me, and I am fiercely loyal to them. I'm family first, job second. I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake. Because I put my colleagues here, who I believe are the best in the business, in a bad spot. I never intended for that. I would never intend for that. And I am sorry for that.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's the most obvious conflict of interest in media history, right? I mean, his own brother, he's advising him on COVID. And then he's covering him on air, doing joking routines about how he's the best governor in America and how there are homosexuals and such. Right? You remember this. Okay, it was perfectly obvious this was a conflict. Why did it never occur to Chris Cuomo that it was a conflict? Why did it never occur to the CNN higher-ups that this was inappropriate? And the answer is because they all have the same relationship with the Democrats that Chris has with his brother. That's the answer. These people have the same relationship with the Biden administration and had with the Obama team as Chris has with his brother. When it comes to the media, blood is only slightly thicker than the water that passes between the media and their Democratic sponsors. Okay, the reality is that the anchors on CNN are constantly advising people in the Democratic hierarchy about what they think they should do. Now, listen, I'm a politically biased observer. I talk with Republicans. I advise some Republicans. I'll tell you when I've talked with a Republican and advised a Republican. But you know my political bona fides out front. I am not hiding them. The difference is that CNN pretends it's objective. CNN pretends that they are not lying to you. CNN pretends that they are not biased in any way, that they are somehow a higher level of news. They're only embarrassed they got caught. And they did get caught. Flashback to Chris Cuomo not all that long ago saying, yeah, it's kind of unusual that I cover my brother, but it's just something we have to do.
Me having you on the show is an unusual thing. We've never really done it, but this was an unusual time and there were unusual needs and you stepped up in an unusual way that really was created by a vacuum of power on the federal level. And you're not the only one. There were other governors. You've been very good and collaborative with Hogan down in Maryland and Whitmer and DeWine and the ones up in the Northeast region. These unusual times have demonstrated some unusual characteristics in people.
I'm sorry. So he was openly admitting the conflict of interest way back when. But then, as soon as it was sexual harassment, he's like, oh, well, I can't cover it. He's my brother. We all noted the idiocy of this at the time.
Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so. I have always cared very deeply about these issues, and profoundly so. I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also, so let's get after that.
Okay, this is, it's ridiculous, but it is CNN in a nutshell. More on this in just 1 second first. Mortgage rates have been trending near historic lows for the past few months. Now, they can rise and fall from week to week. They have been hovering around 3%. Some surveys show them in the high twos. That is an amazing deal for many homeowners. I'm old enough to remember when those were like 5%. It is worth a call to American Financing to learn more. Here's why. At American Financing, it's not just about the lower rate. Their mortgage consultants will review your entire financial picture. They'll look at all the ways you can save money. I'm talking up to $1,000 a month. That's right. Every month. That kind of money can make a huge impact on your budget. So, make time this week, or better yet, right now. Get a free, no-obligation mortgage review. See if a refinance is right for you. Call 866-721-3300. That is 866-721-3300. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. You can save money on your mortgage. Why exactly wouldn't you check out American Financing? Check them out right now, AmericanFinancing.net. Or give them a call, 866-721-3300. You could be saving hundreds of bucks every single month on your mortgage. AmericanFinancing.net. Go check them out right now. Alrighty, coming up, here is the problem for the establishment media. Chris Cuomo is not the exception. Chris Cuomo is the rule. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Engel, rather, is the Biden-Harris transition team's lead official for the U.S. Agency for Global Media. There's so many members of the media who have been tapped as possibilities for the Biden administration. In fact, you know, the reality is that the media are just an extension of the Democratic Party, which is part of the problem. There's a poll out today, and it shows that a huge number of Americans do not trust the media. And my answer is, who does at this point? Why would you? What exactly are the statistics that would lead you to believe that the media are trustworthy? They simply are not. And yet we are told every day that the people who are the most trustworthy are members of the establishment media. By the way, is Chris Cuomo going to lose his job? No. Chris Cuomo is going to lose anything. In fact, as even the Washington Post notes, there is literally nothing facing Chris Cuomo at this point. Says Eric Wemple, writing for the Washington Post, the CNN issued a statement defending Cuomo. Quote, the early months of the pandemic crisis were an extraordinary time. We felt that Chris speaking with his brother about the challenges of what millions of American families were struggling with was of significant human interest. As a result, we made an exception to a rule we've had in place since 2013, which prevents Chris from interviewing and covering his brother. And that rule remains in place today. According to Eric Wemple, the reason Chris Cuomo now acknowledges it was inappropriate to advise his brother in strategy sessions is because he got caught. He gets no credit for acknowledging his transgression. How are we to trust the pledge not to backslide? And that, of course, is exactly correct. And so you wonder why we can't have a common set of facts. The reason is because very often the facts are just not reported. You can't have a common set of facts when people on one side refuse to acknowledge that the facts even exist. We cover on this show all the time facts that do not tend to support Republicans and do not help Republicans. We covered extensively January 6th and the lead up to January 6th. We covered extensively the allegations of voter fraud and voter irregularities. And I said over and over that I wasn't seeing the evidence that was being suggested by the Trump campaign. We cover news that cuts in all directions, and then we comment on that news. But there are two types of media bias. One is how you cover the news, and the other is what you don't cover. And the fact is the media have just decided that they don't wish to cover news they don't wish to cover, which is why you don't see any headlines over at the New York Times or Washington Post on an uptick in anti-Semitic incidents. It's why you don't see the New York Times or Washington Post cover anti-Asian hate until it turns out there's an actual supposedly targeted anti-Asian violence attack. I say supposedly because it's not racially motivated so far as we are aware based on the evidence. But this anti-Asian attack in Atlanta, no comment on the amount of anti-Asian hate implicit in Democratic policy with regard to, for example, campus issues and barring Asians from higher education. The media just ignores stuff. Why? Well, because the media and the Democratic Party are one and the same. The secret is that is not Chris Cuomo is not Fredo. Right? Chris Cuomo is not the dumb older brother who just wants respect. The entire media are Fredo. The entire media are members of the political establishment who are jealous of their elected brothers and wish to be of aid to them sometimes and wish to make a buck off the family name. Chris Cuomo is just the entire media writ small. That's all. And once you recognize this, you can recognize the agenda in pretty much everything they do. And you shouldn't take them seriously. And if you do take them seriously, at the very least, you ought to get some countervailing points of view. I'll just note that CNN was rated by the pathetically stupid organization NewsGuard, which is supposed to be the guardian of objective journalism. They're rated an 8 out of 10 in terms of objectivity, in terms of trustworthiness. Daily Wire was rated a 3. That's not because CNN is more trustworthy. It's because CNN is less trustworthy. It's because CNN lies about what they are, just like the establishment media lie about what they are on a regular basis. We will tell you the truth about what we are, and then you get to make up your mind. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says he and his South Korean counterpart remain deeply concerned about that situation in North Korea. He adds he'll deploy a special envoy to the region to help refocus efforts on pressing Pyongyang to abandon its nuclear weapons program. But the president says it doesn't stop there.
Our goal is and remains complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We want to make practical progress and increase security in the United States for the United States and our allies.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says her probe into activities by Governor Andrew Cuomo will continue until it's concluded. Cuomo, facing accusations of sexual harassment by several women, as well as profiting from a book on the COVID-19 crisis. Now, James says she'll not be deterred by accusations. The investigation against Cuomo are politically motivated.
We ignore all of those comments. We are doing our work pursuant to an executive order that was issued by the governor of the state of New York.
Also at townhall.com, American pharmaceutical Pfizer and German company BioNTech are pledging to deliver millions to low-income countries.
The companies, which together developed the first vaccine to be authorized for use in the U.S. and Europe, have made the announcement at a global health summit in Rome, co-hosted by the EU's executive arm and Italy. Pfizer says it expects to provide 1 billion of the donated doses this year and another 1 billion in 2022 as vaccination campaigns continue to progress in the Western world. Poorer countries are struggling to acquire supplies. Earlier this week, the UN Security Council expressed concern about the small number of doses that have reached Africa. I'm Charles Diledesma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The check-in delays that were affecting passengers of three airlines earlier Friday now resolved by Kempen reports.
The system that provides check-in services for several airlines had some computer issues that caused delays and long check-in lines across the country. Sabre, a company that books flights, says the problem has been taken care of and measures have been taken to prevent it from happening again. However, there were reports of long lines at some airlines hours later. The problem impacted American Airlines, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines. I'm Mike Hempen.
Three largest U.S. airlines resuming flights between the U.S. and Tel Aviv after Israel and Hamas agreeing to that ceasefire. Flights from the U.S. stopped last week after Tel Aviv's main airport had come under heavy rocket fire. Delta and United resuming service today. American plans Monday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An FBI employee has been indicted on charges that she allegedly stored classified documents and other national security information at her home for more than 10 years.
The Department of Justice says 48-year-old Kendra Kingsbury had unauthorized possession of sensitive government documents, including materials that describe FBI sources and methods, and that contain information about operatives, such as a suspected associate of Osama bin Laden. Kingsbury worked as an intelligence analyst in the FBI's Kansas City office for 12 years until her suspension in December of 2017. The two-count indictment alleges that she stored the materials at her home between 2004 and 2017. It does not provide a reason for why she mishandled the documents, and the Justice Department declined to elaborate. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
About 30 states now require attorneys to join and pay fees to a bar association that are really trade associations rather than government regulatory agencies. Now, these associations tend to lobby and advocate legal and political issues directly contrary to a Christian worldview.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
You can get away with either wearing blackface or a KKK hood and still maintain your position. If you're Andrew Cuomo, you can kill all the olds in your state and also sexually harass everybody inside of a 15-mile radius. And you're totally fine. If you're Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, you can oversee the complete destruction of your city halfway through the summer in the loop. You can oversee a vast crime wave, and you can explicitly racially discriminate. And everybody seems kind of okay with this. Lori Lightfoot has now suggested openly that she is going to only do one-on-one interviews with black and brown people. Now, just imagine for a second. I know it's cliche. Imagine for a second if Donald Trump had said, I will only do interviews with white people. Everyone would rightly say that is super racist, but Lori Lightfoot says it, and everybody on the left's like, that's totally appropriate. She's just fighting the institutions of power. She's just fighting the hierarchies. Here was Lori Lightfoot defending her own racism.
I think in this one day, when we are looking at the two-year anniversary of my inauguration, as a woman of color, as a lesbian, it's important to me that diversity is put front and center. If I, as the black woman mayor, the first ever, don't challenge us, the collective us, to do better, to really make sure that in every institution it reflects the diversity and nuance and texture of our city, then shame on me.
Okay, so in other words, as a black woman and as a lesbian, I'm going to make sure that other black people and lesbians do well? Is that the idea there? Bizarre. Un-American. So really, really solid stuff there from Lori Lightfoot, a government official. Yeah, but then Lori Lightfoot went even further, and this is where it gets fun. She suggests that the media are complicit in racism, that the media superstructure is designed to effectuate racism. Okay, let's just be straight about this. The establishment media is, in fact, racist, but from the left. The establishment media is fully in favor of racial discrimination, which is why they feature Ibram X. Kendi and continue to uphold the racism of Lori Lightfoot. They're fine with racism so long as it is directed at, again, destroying the systems of power. This is the whole goal of the critical race theory movement that is being pressed forward by the mainstream media. But here's Lori Lightfoot somehow slamming the press for their quote-unquote overwhelming whiteness. And I know there are people on the right who are going to be like, well, you know, they kind of deserve it. You know, live by the sword, die by the sword. You guys are constantly talking about race, so you deserve this from Lori Lightfoot. Yeah, but the problem is that what she's saying is incorrect. Hey, the press, if anything, are attempting to bend over backwards for people like Lori Lightfoot, who's garbage at her job. Here she is.
It's way past time for the City Hall Press Corps and the people that do the hiring and make the decisions to get the memo. We are in a time where we're having a powerful and important conversation around systemic racism in every institution. And the press and the media can't be exempt from that conversation.
They can't be exempt from that conversation. What she means by this, of course, is open racial discrimination in hiring and firing. Well, the media go right forward, of course, because the media expurgate themselves. They relieve their own responsibility. They perform these hair shirt rituals in order to please people like Lori Lightfoot, to demonstrate that they are not, in fact, racist. They are not complicit in the structures. They have done the work. They have read their Robin DiAngelo. They have lain prostrate at the feet of Ibram Kendi. And so you end up with members of the media doing this crap, like, on a routine basis. And the way they do this is they lie about things. They suggest that every political thing that Democrats suggest is rooted in a desire for racial equity, and everything that Republicans suggest is rooted in an actual desire for racial discrimination, when in reality it's precisely the opposite. What Republicans suggest is rooted in a desire for people to be treated equally as individuals, and what Democrats suggest is a desire to treat people unequally as individuals, but by group to achieve equal outcome. And this means just creating weird narratives around race that don't make any sense. So, for example, yesterday you saw one of the reporters for CNN suggesting that Republicans are passing laws limiting the right to vote. Okay, this has become a very fond talking point in the establishment media. It is rooted in a lie, but it is also a way to please people like Lori Lightfoot, presumably.
This is what we are seeing sort of percolate in some of these states where the former president lost and has proceeded and perpetuated this big lie of his that he didn't really lose. And we are seeing it play out in Arizona. And look, some of that impact is what we did see on January 6th with that deadly insurrection. And we've seen it play out in state houses all across the country with real legislation that has turned into law limiting the right to vote for many Americans to simply quell these conspiracy theories.
As Diane Gallagher over at CNN explicitly lying and saying that Republicans are attempting to stop the right to vote, that is just not true. But it does feed the narrative. It feeds the narrative beast. And that beast is that the Democrats are in favor of racial equity while Republicans are attempting to quash it. Meanwhile, they've carried this over on CNN into the coverage of people like Nicole Hannah-Jones, who's a liar and a prevaricator and who completely botched the 1619 Project, who lied about the origins of the country, who ignored all of the historical critiques, and then was given a tenured position at the University of North Carolina before having that tenured position removed after blowback. And so two things can be true at once, by the way. Nicole Hannah-Jones never should have been given a tenured position. She never should have been given any position at a major university. She's a liar. She's terrible at her job. She's a liar. She's a cancel culture fanatic. She's very fond of canceling people she disagrees with. And so I will shed zero tears for her losing tenure at University of North Carolina. Now, as a general rule, do I think that universities should discriminate on the basis of politics when they hire? No, I don't. But these universities do it all the time, which is why there are zero conservative professors there. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But here is CNN declaring that the real problem that people are having with Nicole Hannah-Jones isn't that she's a liar and a prevaricator and a person who says things that are untrue about the nature of the country and who castigates people who oppose her as racists and who doxes reporters who don't like her. No, the real thing that's happening here is that America has a real problem hearing truths from Nicole Hannah-Jones. Weird, because Nicole Hannah-Jones is paid royally by perhaps the most prestigious newspaper in America, the New York Times, to tell those lies. The New York Times put millions of dollars behind promoting the garbage 1619 Project over on Facebook. They basically bought her a Pulitzer. But don't worry, she's the real victim here.
Nicole is a national treasure. She did some of the best reporting we've seen in a really long time with the 1619 Project. And it just continues to call the question of who gets to tell the story of America's history. Is it always going to be through a lens of a white male dominated tone, or do black people, do indigenous people, do people of color, do queer people get to tell their own story?
Mm-hmm. That's really what this is about, according to Ashley Allison over on CNN. Again, this is the media that is apparently super-duper racist, according to Lori Lightfoot. And the media's response to that always and forever is, thank you, sir, may I have another? All right, in just one second, we're going to get to another bizarre media narrative being promoted today, this time by Stephen A. Smith over at ESPN. We'll get to that in just one second. First, let us talk about your couch. So, I've talked to you about Helix Sleep. I've talked to you about how my mattress is great because it's from Helix Sleep. Well, now, Helix has launched a new company. It's called Allform. They make premium, customizable sofas and chairs shipped directly to your door. So, what makes an Allform sofa really cool? Well, for starters, it's the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric. It is spill, stain, scratch resistant. That means it's perfect if you have kids or pets. You can pick the sofa color, the color of the legs, sofa size, shape. Make sure it's perfect for you and your home. They've got armchairs and love seats all the way up to an 8-seat sectional, so there's something for everyone. And you can always start small and buy more seats later on if you want your Allform sofa to grow and change with you when you move. Allform sofas, they're delivered directly to your door. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, you need to hire somebody to come and assemble it in your house or break your back trying to put it together yourself. Not anymore. Allform has a simple, quick assembly, no tools needed. I have an Allform sofa. I picked out a 3-seat sofa with chaise in the sand color with espresso legs. I love my Allform, but I also got one for my mom. And it's awesome. It was customized perfectly for her. And here's the thing. You have 100 days to decide whether you want to keep it. That's more than 3 months. And they have a forever warranty, literally for all time. So find your perfect sofa today. Check out allform.com/Ben. They're offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/Ben. That is allform.com/Ben. All right. So because the media have decided that in order to avoid charges of racism, every single story must be passed through the prism of race, this now applies to every story, regardless of whether race is even relevant. So Stephen A. Smith is doing this in the realm of sports. Not a huge shock. He's very angry because the Jacksonville Jaguars have decided that they're going to give Tim Tebow a shot at tight end. He's competing for a roster spot. The chances that he makes the team are still fairly small. There's a couple of reasons why Tim Tebow would be brought in. Number one, he's always been a very good athlete. Yes, he's 35 years old. He also happens to be a really good locker room presence, right? This has been true everywhere that he has gone. Also, as just a matter of marketing, Jacksonville happens to be in Florida. Tim Tebow went to the University of Florida, where he won the Heisman Trophy, I believe, twice. So that is a great hometown story. If you want to pack the stadium, great way to do that. Jacksonville has a lot going for it. The team does now because they just got the first pick in the draft and turned out to be this highly touted quarterback. And now you pick up Tebow and you pack the stands. But Stephen A. Smith says this is about race. It's about the fact that Tim Tebow is white. Really, is that what it is? Here's Stephen A. Smith going off on this.
All of a sudden, Urban Meyer comes there. And as a result, Tim Tebow gets the job, gets an opportunity, rather, to get a job with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He got that job because of the relationships. And as I've stated on many, many occasions on this show, when George Floyd ultimately was murdered by Derek Chauvin, the cop, and you saw people rioting and protesting in the streets, it wasn't just about him. It was about the symbolism of what transpired.
So somehow he is now linking George Floyd's death at the hands of Derek Chauvin to Tim Tebow being signed to play tight end. Yeah, I think that maybe we've gone a little bit too far down this track. There's some solid stuff. By the way, there's also complaints in the media that why is Tebow being given a shot and not Colin Kaepernick? Every team was encouraged to sign Colin Kaepernick by the NFL, and Kaepernick refused to participate in, like, basic workouts. He's a terrible locker room presence. He's not a very good quarterback. You're not talking about him as a guide for young players. By the way, he's making millions of bucks outside the sport by grandstanding on the basis that America's racist. What a racist country we are. Their backup quarterback who sucked now gets to make millions of dollars for kneeling for the American flag. What a horrifyingly racist country we are. Stephen A. Smith, man. That is some solid stuff. Alrighty, in just a second, we're going to get into the continuing idiocy of Congress. First, let us talk about a simple fact. Now's a great time to refi your home. If you have a home mortgage, why would you not look to save what could literally be thousands of dollars per year? A lower rate can mean hundreds of bucks a month in monthly savings. Think of it this way. If you can save $500 a month, a lot of people can do that right now through a simple refi. That adds up to $6,000 a year. It's a lot of money, and it could be more. You just have to call American Financing, America's Home, for home loans. They'll work with a dedicated mortgage consultant, somebody who will guide you through custom loans, help you pick the right option to achieve your goals without any pressure, no upfront or hidden fees. You know what else? When you refinance with American Financing, you may even be able to postpone two mortgage payments. That creates even greater upfront savings. So don't put a mortgage refi off any longer. Call American Financing right now at 866-721-3300. That is 866-721-3300. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. That's American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Go check them out right now, AmericanFinancing.net. Home refi could be a great way to save you money. American Financing can help you do it. Check them out right now, 866-721-3300. All right, coming up, Congress is filled with morons. The latest evidence is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Since COVID, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the House of Representatives is filled with idiots. When people wonder why it is that maybe Republicans don't trust Democrats with regard to this January 6th commission, it should be noted here that these are the same Democrats who decided that Eric Swalwell should be deprived of no committee assignments after sleeping with a Chinese spy. And then he should be put on, like, the impeachment committee. And then also he should be on national TV talking about how terrible January 6th was and why he should investigate it. So here is Eric Swalwell. We are all Eric Swalwell. Hey, here he was with Joy Reid. Clash of the intellectual titans right here.
I think you are seeing that this is a choice between our Constitution and chaos. And Republicans are standing with chaos. They're the chaos party. And we are the ones who are backing the officers who put their lives on the line for us, who were in hand-to-hand combat for hours that day, who don't give a rip about politics but want to make sure that their sacrifices mattered. Three officers died, including the officer you just referenced. One lost an eye and another lost multiple fingers. They deserve to have a commission that looks at what happened that day, and to ensure that no officer and no democracy ever weathers something like that again.
Okay, so here's the question. What, again, is this committee seeking to do? What exactly will this investigation be designed to do, the commission? Okay, now, he's not going to answer that question, but it is worthy of note that Eric Swalwell leading a commission investigation into things like, I don't know, disloyalty, insurrection, kind of a weird pick, kind of a strange thing for Eric Swalwell to do, who again was sleeping with a Chinese spy, allegedly. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi continues to promulgate stupidity over in the House. So she continues to maintain this House rule that says that you have to mask when you're on the floor. This makes no sense at all. Everybody understands this is stupid. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry anymore, even according to the idiotic and late-breaking CDC. You don't have to worry anymore. If you have been vaccinated and you are 2 weeks past your second vaccination, you are done. Nonetheless, the House, which is about 75% vaccinated, they're saying, according to Nancy Pelosi, she's saying, no, you still have to wear a mask. Republicans were like, no, we don't want to do that. And so Pelosi tried to explain why she had this idiotic House rule that now violates the CDC standards.
What is this, the honor system? The honor system as to whether somebody's been vaccinated? Do you want them breathing in your face on the strength of their honor? So let's just see. I mean, again, we have, this is about science and governance. And science and governance, we have a responsibility to make sure of that the House of the Representatives chamber is not a petri dish.
A petri dish? Come on. First of all, a fair statement to say that Congress is probably a petri dish for a wide variety of sexually transmitted diseases. But putting that aside, a petri dish? If you are already vaccinated, as Nancy Pelosi is, what is she worried about? Do you trust people? Do you want them breathing in your... Well, here's the question. If Nancy Pelosi doesn't trust people, what's she doing walking through this crowd yesterday? Here's Nancy Pelosi, unmasked, walking through a crowd. Why, it's almost as though she doesn't abide by her own standards and is a giant hypocrite. No, no. Nancy Pelosi, a clicking and a clacking? No way. Here she is, just walking through a crowd. Look, nobody there is masked. And you can see all these... Oh, there she is, getting all close with Amy Klobuchar. And it's... look, just right in people's faces. You know, hugging, kissing... It's a petri dish out there. Super spreader event. You should be so disturbed. There she is, not wearing a mask. But you should wear a mask, because what is it, a petri dish? Pelosi went so far as to say that members who don't show vaccination status should be barred from the House floor, from speaking on the House floor.
We could come to a place where we say, if you don't want to wear a mask and you don't want to, if you're not vaccinated, don't even come to the floor. We have facilities up above in the gallery where people can come to vote. We don't want to deter anybody's ability to exercise their constitutional duties.
Okay, the entire goal here is, of course, to make this a values conversation when the values are not on the side of the science in the way that she is speaking about it. We know already that you don't have to wear a mask if you're doing this sort of stuff. Obviously. Doesn't matter. Nancy Pelosi is going to continue to push it anyway. You want these people controlling your life? I can't believe that there are people out there who literally want these people controlling more aspects of their life. It's insane to me. By the way, we do have some new inflation statistics, and those inflation statistics are pretty ugly. Gold is bouncing back right now because of the inflation stats. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Federal Reserve is still printing money and holding short-term interest rates near zero. Today brings yet another signal that too little money is not the problem in the U.S. economy. This new report suggesting that the time for emergency monetary policy is over comes from within the Federal Reserve system itself. The latest manufacturing survey from the Philadelphia Fed finds that companies in its region are seeing the same thing consumers are seeing all over the country, rising prices. According to the Philadelphia Fed, price increases were more widespread this month for the firm's inputs and own goods. The prices paid to Fusion Index increased 8 percentage points to 76.8, its highest reading since March 1980. Okay, whenever people are making references to inflation rates from 1980, that is a bad sign. That was like the throes of inflation mania. Fed officials keep insisting current price surges are just temporary, but the Philadelphia Fed report suggests business executives aren't expecting that the phenomenon will end anytime soon. Firms in the survey were asked to forecast the changes in the prices of their own products and for U.S. consumers over the next four quarters. And here's what they said, quote, regarding their own prices, the firm's median forecast was for an increase of 5%, an increase of 3% from just February. The firm's actual price change over the last year was 2.3%, so they expect to double their price change from last year. The firms expect their employee compensation costs to rise 4%. When asked about the rate of inflation for U.S. consumers over the next year, the firm's median forecast was 4%, that's an increase from 3% in the previous quarter. Meanwhile, at the Fed, officials say they know what they're doing. Several Fed officials said this week the central bank is closely watching economic developments and will be ready to adjust policy when necessary. Minutes from the central bank's policy meeting in late April, released Wednesday, reported that some Fed officials want to begin discussing a plan for reducing the Fed's massive bond buying program at a future meeting. This is the way that inflation is performed. The Fed buys bonds from private investment holders in order to inject money into the economy. Right now, the Fed is spending about $120 billion per month buying treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. At some point, that has to come to an end. But here's the problem. The minute you signal that it's going to come to an end, the market's going to take a hit. This is why the Biden administration is kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. They just have to hope that more people go back into the workforce, more people start increasing supply to meet with demand, even as they're blowing more money into the economy. I don't think they actually have the stones to do the Volcker-esque move of cutting down on inflation. I just don't think that they have the ability or the stones to do it. Alrighty, coming up, Michael Saylor, proponent of Bitcoin, will be joining the program to talk about the latest governmental crackdown and what it means. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Gillies Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County, and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
INOVITE.com.
Do you ever lose your balance or feel dizzy for no apparent reason? Do you hear ringing in your ears or have migraines? Well, you're not alone. One in five Americans will experience these symptoms, which could be signs you have a problem with your inner ear or vestibular system. Because these symptoms are invisible and hard to describe, they are often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. We can help. Call the Vestibular Disorders Helpline at 800-837-8428. That's 800-837-8428. Or visit us online at liferebalanced.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined on the line by Michael Saylor, technologist, entrepreneur, business exec, philanthropist, and best-selling author. He currently serves as chairman of the board of directors and chief executive officer of MicroStrategy, Inc. He is also sort of an expert on Bitcoin. Michael, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ben.
So I wanted to talk with you about why we are seeing sort of wild swings in terms of Bitcoin value. For folks who don't understand what Bitcoin and maybe Bitcoin is, maybe give like a very quick primer on what Bitcoin is.
Well, I mean, Bitcoin is, you could almost think of it as a virus in cyberspace to protect our private property. What happened is engineers created a version of cyber gold or virtual gold, and they put it on a computer, and then they released it to the world, and it runs on thousands and thousands of computers. And the whole idea is Bitcoin is a decentralized network that keeps track of the ownership of 21 million virtual gold coins.
Okay, and right now we're seeing these wild swings in value, some of them because you have people like Elon Musk who are tweeting about Bitcoin, and that seems to have some impact on how people perceive Bitcoin, which is sort of strange because, yes, he's a major holder of Bitcoin, but he's certainly not the only major holder of Bitcoin. There are a bunch in circulation, and there are tons and tons of people who own a share of Bitcoin.
You know, I think the volatility is a bit higher than traditional assets, but of course, Bitcoin's been going up at 10 times the rate of the S&P 500 for the past decade. And over the last 12 months, it's up 8x as much as the S&P or the NASDAQ. So if you want a LeBron James or a Tom Brady, you know, you want a winner, then you got a volatile player on the court. And so Bitcoin is volatile, but on the other hand, it's understandable. I mean, the reason it swings is it trades on hundreds of exchanges, 24/7, 365. And individuals can take a lot of leverage. And on a Saturday night, you can read a tweet, get all worked up, and go trade on Bitcoin. But you couldn't trade an Apple stock on Saturday night based on a tweet. And when you're trading on Saturday at 11:32 p.m., it's not like you've got market makers in New York that are damping the volatility. So it'll be a bit more volatile and a bit more finicky. But on the other hand, that's the price you pay to create an asset which trades in every currency, in every language, in every country without a break, 24/7, 365.
So the thing that I've been scared about, Michael Saylor, is governments getting involved in regulating Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is indeed a threat to traditional governments in that these traditional governments have had people investing in their bonds, investing in their dollars, investing in their fiat currency, which is backed by nothing except for full faith and credit. Bitcoin essentially says that the full faith and credit argument applies to the entire market, meaning that the asset is worth what people think that it is worth. It is not a government that gets to come in and just expand the number of Bitcoins in circulation, the way that the government can simply come in and expand the number of dollars that are in circulation. So this has to scare governments. People are going to stop investing in bonds, stop investing in dollars, and start investing in things like gold and Bitcoin. And you could see governments do the same sort of stuff that the FDR administration did back in the 30s, which is really crack down on private ownership of these sorts of assets.
Well, I mean, Bitcoin represents the highest form of property rights the human race has ever had. You never had the ability to take $100 million worth of gold and put it in your head and store the private key, or $100 million worth of real estate or a building and carry it around in your pocket. And because 8 billion people can take custody of their own property, it makes it the apex asset. But if we come back to the issue of regulation, As money inflates, then money decomposes into currency, which is your medium of exchange, and asset, which is your store of value. The government's going to keep a monopoly on the currency. They don't want someone to replace the dollar. But on the other, and the way they do it is the tax regime says when you transfer dollars, they're not taxable. But the government has designated Bitcoin as property. It's an asset. And when you transfer it, it's taxable based on capital gains. So all this FUD about regulation, you see, it's like the Chinese saying, well, you can't use it as currency. They haven't said you can't own it as property. The Europeans say, well, we're concerned about the threat of stable coins to the euro. They don't want you to bypass banking and AML money laundering rules, but they haven't said you can't own property. The head of the Fed, the EU Central Bank, the Chinese Central Bank have all said, hey, it's an investment asset. So Bitcoin doesn't represent a threat to a currency in a strong country like the U.S. It represents a threat to a currency in a collapsing economy like Venezuela, Zimbabwe, maybe a threat to the Argentine peso if you have hyperinflation. What you're going to see is Bitcoin represents a threat to weaker assets. So it's eating the index, the S&P 500 index, or bonds or savings accounts with cash in them or gold. And it's going to expand that way. There's no indication that any regulator has any intention to stop citizens in the U.S. and Europe, not even in Turkey or China, as far as I can see, from owning it. They simply will regulate the on-ramps and apply anti-money laundering, KYC. And like, you know, this week the big stir was the IRS said, oh, you have to pay tax on it, you know, or you have to tell us if you transfer more than $10,000 worth of it. But Ben, that's been the law with every asset forever. And so there's no news here. Most of the concern is always the government saying, you know, don't compete with our currency. But I don't think the U.S. cares whether you invest your $1 million in the S&P index or an ETF or gold or silver or Bitcoin. I think they're fine with it.
More with Michael Saylor in just one moment. First, big tech has been clamping down on free speech. We know that they restrict what you can say and how you say it, but they're also monetizing your data at the exact same time. So they make money off of you, and then they restrict what you can say. How about canceling their access to your data? That's why I use ExpressVPN. If you've ever wondered how big tech sites make money when they're actually free to use, well, they track your searches, video history, everything you click on, and then they sell your valuable data to third parties. When you use ExpressVPN, your device's IP address gets masked. This helps anonymize your online activity. It makes it much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from cyber criminals and hackers. What I love most about ExpressVPN, it does all of these things with just one tap of a button. Couldn't be simpler to use. Just fire up the app on any of your devices, you hit connect, and now you are protected. It's time to say no to censorship. Take back your online privacy at expressvpn.com/Ben today. Visit my link. You'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben to protect your data today. Again, expressvpn.com/Ben. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free today. We're speaking with Michael Saylor. He is the head of MicroStrategy, Inc. So, Michael, one of the things that you mentioned there is the fact that governments are starting to crack down on the use of Bitcoin as alternative currency. And this is one of the things that was starting to grow, was the possibility that people were actually just going to transact business in Bitcoin without any reference to outside currencies. If governments do crack down on that, does that sort of kill some of the Bitcoin dream, as opposed to just being – it actually becomes more like how we use gold now, which is just as a repository of value, as opposed to how gold was used prior to the 1930s, which was you could literally just walk up, transfer your dollar into gold at the federal at the Treasury Department, and then start trading with your friends in gold.
I think the value proposition of Bitcoin is you get to store your money forever and not lose it. And I think it's the savings account in cyberspace for 8 billion people that can't run their own hedge fund. So if I told you I'm going to give you a savings account on your mobile phone that's going to yield 100% tax-free interest, you know, on occasion you're going to convert it to the dollars and buy some coffee. Most people just don't want to lose their money. And what's that worth? Well, there's $500 trillion worth of assets floating around. And so probably half of that wants to be just long-term store of value money. So that's $200 trillion. If Bitcoin has $200 trillion, it's going to go up by a factor of 200 or 250. The dream really is you get to keep your life savings and you don't have to gamble it in the stock market to not lose it.
So where do you think that the trajectory of Bitcoin is going to go? Is this right now there's a lot of uncertainty in the market. The administration seems to be blowing money into the economy at this extraordinary rate, buying bonds and infusing dollars. It seems like we're about to spend more money than God has ever seen. We're about to have to raise taxes in order to compensate for that. I know that there's this sort of theory that Bitcoin goes to the moon. Is there any upper limit, do you think, to how high Bitcoin can go? Or is it going to, you know, at a certain point reach a certain level of range of stability the way that gold seems to have?
I think that there's, you know, again, $400 to $500 trillion worth of investment assets that are looking for a store of value. And most investment assets, like bonds and stocks or value stocks, derive their value based upon the discounted value of the cash flows. So if the currency is devaluing, then the cash flows are devaluing. So I think you're going to see more money swept from equity into Bitcoin and bonds into Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is gold, but without any defects of gold. It's, you can't, if you said it's illegal to make any more gold ever again, gold prices would go up, not down. And so Bitcoin's going to, in a serpentine pattern, is going to climb. It's going to advance 30%, fall 20%, advance 50%, fall 30%. Because it really is an idea whose time has come. It's the first time in the history of the human race that we created a digital monetary asset, which is egalitarian and empowering to everybody on the planet. And we managed to put it out of the reach of a bank, a government. No governor, no mayor, no country, no organization, no board of directors can screw it up. Even if you wanted to screw it up, you couldn't screw it up. It's running on 100,000 computers. And how do you stop an idea?
That's Michael Saylor. You can go check out all of his work over at MicroStrategy, Inc. He's also the author of The Mobile Wave, How Mobile Intelligence Will Change Everything, which earned a spot on the New York Times bestseller list. Michael, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate your insight.
Yeah, Ben, thanks for having me.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to be joined by musician Bonnie Mae. First, let's talk about the fact that if you're listening to music by somebody like Bonnie Mae, you need a great pair of wireless earbuds. This is why you need Raycons. This summer, you're going to be moving around, going to the beach, having fun. You need a great pair of wireless earbuds to help take you through the day. And this is where Raycons come in. A pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears that can make all the difference no matter what you are listening to. You have crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great. They feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. Listen up. Right now, Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. Here's what you've got to do to go get it. Head on over to buyraycon.com/Ben. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. I use my Raycons every single day, whether I'm watching TV or whether I'm listening to music or whether I'm just on the phone. My Raycons come in handy. Buyraycon.com/Ben for 15% off. That's buyraycon.com/Ben for the best pair of wireless earbuds on the market at the best possible price. Buy Raycon.com/Ben. Already coming up, musician Bonnie Mae joins the show. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Poor Sam was a mess, always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined on the line by musician Bon Ime. She has a brand new single called A Place Called Home. Bonnie, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Ben. It's great to be here.
So first of all, you just sang the national anthem at the Hard Rock Stadium for 40,000 people. What was that like?
Well, honestly, so I'm originally from Ontario, Canada, and really just since I've been here for 3 years, I've just been so fortunate with everything that I've been able to have so far. You know, there's really no other place like America in the world. And firstly, you know, from a vocalist perspective, I have to say that the American anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, is just beautiful. You know, the lyrics, the melody, it's magnificent. So when the Hard Rock Stadium asked me to sing, you know, I was honored. It was like my way of being able to say thank you to America for everything that I've been able to do so far. But what was the most special part of that, what I always picture is, picture this, right? So this, the stadium is in Miami, all right? I'm singing for this event of the soccer match for Peru versus Chile. So this is a stadium of 40,000 immigrants, including myself. And we're all here honoring America on you know, sharing common ground. You know, in this moment that brings us together. So that was, there's something really special about that. And when everyone started singing the last two lines of the anthem, there's no better feeling than that. And it was honestly like a testament that this is the immigrant experience in America. You know, this is what we're all here for.
That's amazing stuff. So talk about a little bit how your values influence your work.
A Place Called Home is on my new album, A Futures Classic. And you know, if you think about the future, you know, even just this morning, I saw online that there's talks of UFOs and, you know, everyone is just racing towards the future. You know, the UFOs and all this technology that they probably have that far surpasses us, right? It's really interesting, but it's also unnerving. And I feel like they're forgetting the basic human interactions of friends and family and, you know, just what it means to come together as a social gathering at a table for a conversation, as opposed to being glued to your phone looking at memes. You know, I'm guilty of that every now and then. So with this album, I have a creative partner named Sean Sloan, and we wanted to do something that brings people back to that core traditional values of life, which is, you know, just love and care. And that's really what gets you through it. And, you know, I feel that that's my purpose in life, just to bring love and light to everybody.
Well, everybody should check out the new single. It's called A Place Called Home. Bonnie Mae is the artist. It's a wonderful, wonderful song. Bonnie, really appreciate what you're doing out there.
Thank you so much, Ben. I'm honored to be able to be here and talk with you right now.
All righty. So meanwhile, your taxpayer dollars being used for the most important things. According to the Daily Wire, the New York City Department of Education and PBS are now partnering together for a new education program called Let's Learn, which is geared toward kids aged 3 to 8. One of the latest episodes of the program features a drag queen named Little Miss Hot Mess reading and dancing to a book the host wrote called The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, 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 which, of course, is not meant to be sexualized in any way. Drag queen sexuality? No, no. This is all just innocent fun for small children, watching grown men dress up as women and then switch their hips in sexually suggestive fashion. No, this is all just for the kids, guys. The host says, you may be wondering to yourself, what on earth is a drag queen? Well, don't worry, because I'm going to tell you. And boy, Willie, here we go.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, 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 swish. The hips on the drag queen go swish, 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 all through the town. Excellent. Give yourselves a round of applause. I think we might have some drag queens in training on our hands.
Oh, drag queens in training. Yay. Training all the small young boys to put on female garb and dance around in suggestively feminine fashion. Yes. No, don't worry. It's not sexual at all, guys. It's not like drag queens have been a staple of a wide variety of sexual fetishes and clubs for a very long time. No, no, no. It's completely asexual. Don't worry. They're not trying to sexualize your children in any way. And using the hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish to the tune of The Wheels on the Bus, which is a song for tiny children. That's in no way going to damage your kids. No, no. Little Miss Hot Mess explained, you'll notice this wonderful smorgasbord of drag queens because, you know what? Drag queens, we come in all shapes and sizes and colors and ages and genders and abilities. And we speak different languages and we have different styles and different tastes. And if you see 1,000 drag queens, you're going to see 1,000 different ways to be a drag queen. What? How's delightful? According to WNET Media Group, which owns the PBS affiliate, the Let's Learn series doesn't belong to PBS. The programming is simply made available to PBS stations. Now, Drag Queen Story Hour has become a staple of the left. People on the left seem to love the idea of indoctrinating children into gender fluidity, which is a bizarre thing to do, considering that confusing small children is a form of child abuse. And telling kids things about the world that are not so, or putting thoughts in their head about confusion on issues they should not be confused about, is a sin as a parent. Your job is to guide your child through the world, not to provide them deliberately confusing crap about gender fluidity. And yet that is precisely what your taxpayer dollars are apparently now doing. Meanwhile, in very, very important news, Demi Lovato has come out as non-binary, which is to say Demi Lovato is exactly the same person that she was 3 days ago. Just now, Demi Lovato says that she wants to be called they-them, which is weird because she's not separated into more than one human. Also, Demi Lovato has not one iota of Demi Lovato's physical presence has changed, not one. And yet we are supposed to believe that in the recent past, Demi Lovato discovered that she was, in fact, a they. There's no internal logic to this. There's no internal sense to this. None of it makes any sense. But this is supposed to be brave and amazing. I'm not sure what's brave and amazing in a pop star getting a little bit of extra attention for declaring non-binary status, but sure, bravery is, we've come a long way since Normandy, gang.
Over the past year and a half, I've been doing some healing and self-reflective work. And through this work, I've had the revelation that I identify as non-binary. With that said, I'll officially be changing my pronouns to they, them. I feel that this best officially represents the fluidity I feel in my gender expression and allows me to feel most authentic and true to the person I both know I am and still am discovering.
If she knows who she is and still discovering, that mutually conflicting makes no sense. Also, what? Let's just be straight about this. It has nothing to do with reality. This has to do with subjective self-perception. You can't officially change your pronouns because there is no box that you check that you have officially now changed your pronouns. And even if there were, this would not change the realities on the ground, which is that you are not a plural human being, nor are you quote-unquote non-binary. You can't just decide that you're non-binary one day. Because again, is gender a social construct or is it a deep biological reality? There's no answer. What is a man? What is a woman? No answer. How can you be both at one time? No answer. You don't have to answer any of these questions. All that matters is that you want to feel a certain way about yourself, and the rest of the world is supposed to reflect your priorities by saying deeply nonsensical things. And you're brave for doing it. So what a wonderful society we have constructed for ourselves. It's a free country. Demi Lovato can do whatever she wants, but she does not get to dictate to everybody else that we believe that Demi Lovato is anything but a woman. She is a biological woman, End of story. And if that hurts somebody's feelings, reality is sometimes a thing that does not care about feelings. All right, we'll be back here next week. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden and his South Korean counterpart discussing North Korea's nuclear threat during a summit Friday in the nation's capital. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
North Korea was a major item on the agenda between President Biden and South Korea's Moon Jae-in.
We both are deeply concerned about the situation.
He said both nations are willing to diplomatically engage the North.
To take pragmatic steps that will reduce tensions as we move toward our ultimate goal of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mr. Biden also hailed the strength of the U.S.-South Korea alliance following a day of talks at the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the president has awarded the Medal of Honor to a 94-year-old retired Army colonel, Ralph Puckett, Jr. Colonel Puckett cited for gallantry in action during the Korean War, and years later, Colonel Puckett wounded in action five different times in Vietnam. Also at townhall.com, correspondent Rita Foley reporting on where we are in the battle against the COVID-19.
About 48% of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot, according to Bloomberg's COVID tracker. 38% are fully vaccinated. Will they need a booster shot in a few months? Dr. Anthony Fauci says scientists don't know yet. They're still studying the data on the virus and possible variants. He was on CBS this morning.
The three largest U.S. airlines resuming flights now between the United States and Tel Aviv after Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire. Now, flights from the U.S. stopped last week after Tel Aviv's main airport came under heavy rocket fire. Delta and United resuming service today. American plans to Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax-and-spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
John Coates, the International Olympic Committee vice president in charge of the Tokyo Games, says the Olympics will open even if the city and other parts of Japan are under a state of emergency because of rising COVID-19 cases.
All of the measures that we've outlined in the playbooks, the current iterations of those, all of those measures that we're undertaking are satisfactory and will ensure a safe and secure Games in terms of health, and that's the case whether there's a state of emergency or not.
Well, California's top health official says the state will no longer require social distancing and will allow full capacity for businesses when that state reopens June 15th. Dr. Mark Galey says dramatically lower virus cases and increasing vaccination means that it's getting safer in the state. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. You might want to take a good look at that bottled water you're drinking.
Federal authorities have ordered a complete recall of a Las Vegas-based bottled water brand called Real Water.
amid investigations of at least one death and multiple cases of liver disease in people who reported drinking it. Company President Brent Jones and attorneys for him and the bottler didn't immediately respond to messages about a court order halting production and requiring destruction of everything produced before Wednesday. Rio Water has been marketed primarily in Nevada, Arizona, Utah, and California. A federal complaint says it is drawn from the municipal water supply and treated with chemicals including caustic lye and a mineral salt. Keith Peters reporting.
Wall Street numbers Friday in mixed trading. The Dow was up 123 points. NASDAQ fell 64. S&P 500 down 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, I got an email yesterday that really changed me. I mean, it really happened. I get a lot of powerful emails, and they really get to me deep in my soul. They sting, they scar, but this one really changed me. I got yesterday. I'm going to get to that. It's about a segment we did yesterday on how real evil exists in the world and how it's only hard men trained to do violence on your behalf that stop it. It's going to be an important segment. Don't miss it. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show on this fine Friday. Producer Joe, if you wouldn't mind, lead us off with your traditional Friday opening. Everybody's come to know and love. Check it out.
It's Friday!
Yeah. All right, a little more... A little more sober open. There's a long story behind today's open, folks. One of these days, we'll have a little AMA session, and I'll tell you everything that goes on behind the scenes. By the way, radio show starts on Monday. Super excited. Check your local radio stations. Also, if you want to watch the video version of my radio show, it'll be available on Fox Nation. Subscribe to Fox Nation. You're going to love it. All right, Joe, let's go.
All right,
Joe. Double excited today, Joe. So, again, my radio show starts on Monday. I'm like... seriously eager to go. I would do it today if I could. We've been doing fake shows the whole week. And the irony is the fake shows are really good. I know, I'm probably not supposed to tell you we did fake shows. We had a warm up this week, but that's okay because I don't like rules or anything like that. I told my Westwood One, who I work for with the show, I'm like, can we just package the fake shows into like a weekend show? They were really good. We really loved them. And if you want to watch the show, the video version of the radio show, you can subscribe to Fox Nation. You can watch it, I believe, starting on Tuesday, day after. So check that out. Subscribe to Fox Nation. Tell them the Dan Bongino Show sent you over there. Folks, on a serious note. So we did a pretty deep segment yesterday. And, you know, geese like Paulus, they throw compliments around like manhole covers. And that's cool. Joe's kind of the same way. You know, yes, producer Joe, you're like, hey, what'd you think? Joe's like, yeah, it's all right. Joe, if Joe loves the show, that means he really, really loves the show. And I like that because I really hate yes people. I've surrounded myself with honest brokers, right? And that's what you need in producers. You don't need anyone to tell you, hey, it's a great show when it really sucks. But pretty much everyone who heard our segment yesterday on the need for brave, heroic, hard men to forfeit a piece of themselves away to learn how to do violence on your behalf to keep you free, that segment was... necessary. I say that because I'm still reeling over the debate, yelling match, whatever you want to call it, with Geraldo the other night on Hannity that went viral. Because we still have people like Geraldo, and I don't mean to pile on him, but ladies and gentlemen, they live in a what about the kids utopian fairy tale land that doesn't exist. Talking about this crisis in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas, Geraldo kept saying to me, well, what about the Palestinian kids that have been killed? Geraldo lives in utopia. It's called the utopian fallacy. It's a logical fallacy. He's comparing the world we have now to a world that doesn't exist, where kids are living peacefully in the Middle East. That doesn't happen, because the kids he's talking about, the Palestinian kids, are governed, and believe me, I use that term loosely, by a terrorist group that doesn't give a damn about kids. There is no utopia. There is only the real world. Folks, the only thing standing between you and these savages are sheepdogs. I'll get to more of that in a minute. Hard men who have tossed away a piece of themselves, a piece of their souls, their futures, in some cases, their grounding, to do violence on your behalf. I say that because I've been surrounded by these hard men my whole life. The story I was telling on the show yesterday, and I encourage you to listen to the segment, we got a lot of feedback on it, was of a Delta Force operator I ran into in Bagram Air Base doing a mission with the Secret Service over there. He was about to get pinned with a medal by Barack Obama. I told the story yesterday. We don't need to repeat it. But one of the things I highlighted in the story was how this Delta Force operator had a stare in his eyes I'll never forget. I can't describe what it was. I can't. But the stare was frightening. I don't mean he scared me. It was frightening in that it was clear this man had seen so much and a piece of him was lost. The things he had to do to keep us and our men secure. Whether you agree with these missions overseas or not, don't dare question these men's bravery. That look, I've seen it a lot. I don't know how to describe it, or you, but if you've been, you know what I'm talking about. And one of those men who kind of had that look when I first met him emailed me yesterday. I can't give too many details about him because I don't want to do that, and I don't want to put him in a bad spot. But he listened to yesterday's show. He's one of the hardest men I've ever met. Infantry officer, federal agent, a genuinely hard man. And at times a hard guy to talk to. I don't mean that as an insult. I just mean it's clear he's seen a lot. He sent me an email after yesterday's show. And if it's okay, I'm only going to read to you some portions of it because the rest of it is so difficult to read that I'm afraid if I put it on the air, some of you would get sick because it's that hard to listen to. Here's what he sent me about the need for hard men like him who have to forfeit away a piece of themselves to learn how to do violence for us. Men Geraldo will never understand, although he claims to. He said, Dan, great podcast today. I really felt that. A lot of people don't understand what it's like coming home from combat after doing things for your country. We have to live with what we've done. I feel I forfeited any chance to see my daughters in the afterlife. When your ROEs were forced to smoke check anyone with a shovel and an orange bucket, including kids, it was like the Wild West. And your enemy changes you. You grow a hate inside that you can't come to terms with. You watch your Marines die. You watch them get maimed, losing legs, arms, private parts, all the while knowing that the locals knew where the IEDs and the ambushes were coming from, but didn't tell you during one of the many shuras you sat in. He says usually these bombs were 15, 20-pounders, which would take out a leg or both, sometimes a hand and a part of an arm if you were carrying your weapon at a low ready. He said, but the worst was a 50 to 75-pounder that turned you into what we called pink mist. We backed the truck up and put the pieces in the back using a poncho and the kid next to him who was in shock while dropping every ordnance we had from fixed rotary wing, artillery, and mortars. That's hard to read. I've read it now 5 times and it gets harder each time. The reason I'm reading this again is because to the supporters of Hamas and terrorists and socialists and fascists and genuinely evil people who have a really hard time classifying who the good and the bad guys are, because you listen to morons in our society who insist that people are perfectible and it's just the white male patriarchy and the successful meritocratic societies like Israel that are the problem. You are empowering the people that are turning our soldiers into pink mist. I mentioned a book yesterday during that segment, a book by, I think he's a lieutenant colonel. His name is Dave Grossman. The book is called On Killing. The book describes the horrors of what it's like having to train people to kill on your behalf. Hard men to become that border between you and the evildoers. It talks about the real horror of trying to train people to kill. Something we're not born instinctively to do. Well, here's the author of that book. I found this clip talking about the need for all of us to become a little harder in our lives. For all of us to become sheepdogs, because the evildoers out there exist. There are wolves everywhere. And unfortunately, there are sheep everywhere. That's his snowflake class that wants to say, oh, Hamas isn't too bad. We can talk them into, don't worry about it. What about the kids? Because they live in a fake utopia that doesn't exist. And Lieutenant Colonel Grossman talks about the need for sheepdogs, people like you. Willing to take the burden of protection on your back. Check this out.
In America, I would submit to you, there's a higher ratio of sheepdogs than most other nations around the planet. People who have chosen to train themselves, to arm themselves, to prepare themselves. And so there are sheep. The vast majority truly are just gentle creatures and only hurt by action, extreme provocation. And then there are wolves. The wolves are feeding the sheep without mercy. And then there are sheepdogs. The sheepdogs are those who are dedicated to protecting the flock. And that's what we're talking about is America more than anybody else on the planet today is a nation of sheepdogs. You know, maybe Israel, maybe Switzerland, just few of the nations that really nurture that sheepdog spirit, that empower their citizens, that give them the resources. And, you know, have you wondered what it was like to be, what would it have been like to be one of the samurai, you know, Book of Five Rings, you know, in that era, what would it have been like to be one of the knights of old? This is what it's like. We've got state-of-the-art tools. We've got state-of-the-art training. We're given the authority to administer life and death. That sheep mindset is really pretty pathetic.
Yeah, it is. The sheep are the snowflake class out there that want to believe real evil doesn't exist. And if those awful Israelis would just stop with their oppression or whatever buzzword they use for the day, the wonderful Hamas terrorists would just lay down their arms and grab a Snuggie and go over and roast marshmallows with them. Sheep. They're sheep. They will be preyed on, as Lieutenant Colonel Grossman said, mercilessly by the wolves. When their uselessness and their utility is finished. It's your job to be a sheepdog. If you read the book, folks, I can't, listen, I didn't publish the book. I get no royalties from this book. I'm telling you to read this book. It'll change your life. Talking about the need to be a sheepdog yourself. The need to train in the red zone. The red zone to keep your body fit. Don't ever be a sheep. Learn how to defend yourself. Don't rely on the government. That's your job. That's your job. It's your job to understand the dangers and the hazards of violence from real people and evil people in the real world in real time and to learn how to prevent that from happening to you. That's your job. No one else's. That's why at 46... with cancer having just ravaged my body, I never skipped one day of training, even in the chemo. Not one. No one cares that you're going through chemo. Evil people don't give a damn. They'll kill you. And they'll love it. It's your job to not let that happen. Don't be a sheep. Be a sheepdog. All right, that was a heavy segment for me. That email is just, I wish I could read the whole thing, but really, some of the points in there are, I think, too much for the audience. I know this guy, and he shared a lot with me there. We'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, summer's only a couple of weeks away. Time to celebrate longer days and fun in the sun. You deserve it. And right now, Chamonix is celebrating with a sale you deserve. During Genucel's summer blowout, get the brand new Zotiq Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free with your order. Here's Bobby from Fresno, California. 3 days before my doctor's appointment, I started using Zotiq. And she said, what have you changed? Your skin looks great. I told her Zotiq. It's truly a miracle worker. Thank you. And for a limited time, every Genucel order includes the Genucel Jawline Treatment and legendary Genucel XV Anti-Wrinkle Moisturizer, also free. Three free gifts when you order Genucel today. Give your skin to the best skincare money can buy and look 10, 15, even 20 years younger. Chamonix promises you'll see results within 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com or call now 800-525-6553, 800-525-6553. Three free gifts today. Don't wait. Call or click now. Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over a million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Whether you're ready to pop the question or mark a special occasion, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Shop online and choose from thousands of options in this season's top trends, including Italian gold, multicolored gemstones, and classic pearls. Or build your own diamond jewelry with online tools that seamlessly walk you through the process. Choose from over 100,000 ethically sourced GIA-graded diamonds in every shape and size with an endless selection of settings to help you design the ring, earrings, pendant of her dreams. Not perfect? No problem. Shop stress-free with guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make the moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Dan Bongino Show listeners will receive $50 off your purchase over $500. That's code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Find your forever peace at BlueNile.com and use code Bongino.
Dan Bongino.
So getting back to the show, I told you there were a bunch of Republican sellouts. I warned you the other day about the new commission. Again, I'm sorry to keep bringing up the dreaded air quotes. They're always awful, but they're necessary because the commission is nothing more than an effort for the Mueller counsel, the deuce, just like the mask deuce we talk about all the time. Liberal Democrat lunatics want to do a commission to investigate the January 6th, what happened in January 6th, the rally, and then the incident in the Capitol, because they need another Mueller-like commission all over again. The difference this time being it's not just going to be Trump that's a target. It's going to be anyone who supported Donald Trump and had anything to do, however loosely, with being there on January 6th, either at the rally or at the Capitol. Now, you would say, why would any Republican vote for something so outrageous? We have an FBI investigation going on. I've already said repeatedly and will continue to say, if you broke the law, attacked anyone, or did anything stupid that day, I'm a law and order guy. Now, I'm not a fake law and order guy like the left, and you should be prosecuted. But the hard reality, ladies and gentlemen, is a lot of things they told us about January 6th aren't really that accurate. It was a small percentage of idiots who did really stupid things. Fact. I said it then, and I'll say it now, and I'll never back away from that. I support our law enforcement. We won't be attacking them ever. That was a small group of people. There were a number of people there who clearly are being prosecuted for crimes they're going to have a really hard time supporting in court, like trespassing, when it appears some people got the okay to go inside. Why would these Republicans vote for this? Of course, Liz Cheney's on there. You got Rodney Davis, Brian Fitzpatrick. You can see it all. Carlos Jimenez, French Hill, Trey Hollingsworth, Kinzinger. I mean, not really a Republican anymore. Fred Upton, 35. This is our Republican Party. Mike Simpson, Maria Elvira Salazar from Florida. Weak. All weak. This commission, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, wants to use, by the way, I have no problem looking into anything if it's done fairly. The problem is when Democrats are involved, it will never be done fairly, ever. There's no commission on the pee-pee dossier. We haven't seen that yet. Remember this gem from the Technofog blog the other day? Here's what the commission wants to do. They want to obtain information from, quote, the intelligence community to further its investigation. My gosh, folks, what could possibly go wrong with empowering a commission led by a Democrat who sits on the chair of that commission, bipartisan my caboose, and then using the intelligence community to spy on people who were there on January 6th? What could possibly go wrong? You think Spygate was bad? The intelligence community spying on President Trump and candidate Trump? Wait till they're spying on all of you. Whatever happened to the ACLU? Are they exist anymore? The American Civil Liberties Union? Are they real? Is that a real thing anymore? They don't seem to have any problem with Americans' right to assemble being infringed upon by a commission that wants to use the intelligence agencies to spy on people who assembled at the Capitol, to many, many of which, not sadly not all, but many of which, who peacefully protested. They want to use the intent. Where's the ACLU? Have they issued a statement? If they had, again, just like I did with the Arizona story, we will put it on the show. By the way, we never heard back from that congresswoman. Remember this story, Guy? The congresswoman who said that we should all pay more taxes, and we sent her the link to send voluntary payments to the Treasury, and we said if she wrote the check, we put it on the air. Never heard back from her. Never. You remember that? Yeah. Never. No. You haven't heard back, right? She emailed you? No. Nothing. Joe, did you get anything on the audio side?
No. Nothing. Nothing at all.
No. Nothing to Joe. Nothing from video Geese side. Nothing from producer Jim on the Cumulus side either. The radio side. No. I haven't heard anything. Frauds.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Do you know that about 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020? Yeah, most people don't know that. What do you think the effect of all those newly printed dollars will lead to? Inflation? Maybe. It certainly won't lead to the dollar becoming more valuable. In the past, people have purchased gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. That's because gold and silver have increased in value as the purchasing power of the dollar decreases. Buying real gold and silver, the kind you can hold in your hands, is much easier than you think. You can have it delivered securely or privately to your home, or even put real gold and silver in your IRA or 401k. If you are at all concerned about the value of the dollar continuing to decrease or the risk of inflation, you should call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group sells real gold and silver for the lowest prices possible. Call 833-928-GOLD. They will answer all your questions and send you their precious metals investment guide. Get gold you can hold, or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-928-GOLD.
Are you a homeowner and do you have a VA mortgage? Then think about a VA Streamline refinance from Guaranteed Rate. It's just for VA loans and it lowers your mortgage rate so you save money on mortgage payments. Maybe a lot of money. And it's so easy to qualify. You don't need pay stubs, a W-2 or bank statements. You don't need a home appraisal. And Guaranteed Rate will waive any lender's fees. That alone could save you almost $2,000. Mortgage interest rates are extremely low right now. So call today and you could lock in a great deal. Do you have a VA mortgage? Call 888-809-6007. 888-809-6007. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 2611. Not all borrowers will be approved. Restrictions apply. Guaranteed Rate Inc. has no affiliation with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or any other government agency. Guaranteed Rate is proud to be a partner of the USO. Call 888-809-6007.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text INFO to 606-695-3237, which spells 606-MY-LEADS, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals. Message and data rates apply.
Corey lived in more than 30 foster homes before she was 16.
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. She earned a college scholarship and has a bright future. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care without a permanent loving family. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Dan Bongino.
Hypocrisy alert, folks. Here's a Daily Caller story via my newsletter today. Exclusive. Black Lives Matter PAC paid nearly triple the market rate for a disastrous live stream event, industry experts say. Andrew Kerr, Daily Caller. Well, what happened? Black Lives Matter, you know, big socialists. You know, from each according to their abilities to each according to their needs. Everybody's supposed to be equal. Government takes everything and redistributes it. Not from them, they don't. Daily Caller, Black Lives Matter PAC, founded by Patrice Cutlers, who's already said she's a Marxist organizer. We played the video 1,000 times. She paid an art company run by the father of her only child $148,300. Whoa! To co-produce a live stream in November, record show. It was mired with technical issues. The owners of the two video production companies told the Daily Caller that they could have produced a similar event for a fraction of the cost. They were severely overcharged across the board, producer Tim Kramer said. I don't know how you get that much money into production. I don't know how you get there. Gee, if we were to do an hour production, would you charge me $148,000? He's a video expert. That's why he's here. No, he says no. He says no, far cheaper. She's just a fake. Here's another fake Washington Free Beacon story, be in my newsletter today. Spotted. Socialist AOC's Tesla parked illegally outside of Whole Foods in a posh D.C. neighborhood. Keep that up for 1 second, Gee, if you don't mind. I know keeping these things up breaks all the rules. You got to like change it up. Keep this up for because there is a lot in that headline. A ton. The headline says everything. So socialist AOC, who's supposed to have only what she needs according to her abilities, right? That's what socialists from each according to their ability to each according to their needs. Nobody's supposed to have more than anyone else. Socialist AOC is a Tesla. So first we have the socialist part of the headline, then Tesla. Tesla's a very expensive car. The model she has is anywhere from $49,000 to maybe $60,000. Very expensive car. Does she need that? Why isn't she driving a 1989 Ford Escort? It gets around just as good. And according to her abilities, which are zero, she probably needs the 88 Ford Escort because she has no abilities. So weird that a socialist would have a really expensive Tesla. Then we go to the next. There's not even clauses in this. These are just words. The Tesla's parked illegally. Hey, socialists, the rules never apply to them, folks. Ever. And this headline is gold. Hey, it's my Tesla. I'm not a real socialist. I'm a fake socialist. So screw the rest of the population that can't park here. I'm going to park here because I'm AOC. We're not even done with this headline yet. Outside Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods. It's a great place. The food's delicious. Whole Foods is really expensive sometimes, though. It can be. I like it. I shop there. It's cool. Once in a while. There's one down, I think, in Palm Beach. What's that? It's owned by Amazon? Is it? Oh, no way. I got to check that. Outside Whole Foods. Geez, why there? Why not shop in the local Quickie Mart? I mean, why do you get the expensive food? Why don't we get the expensive food? That's true. It's going to be, we're going to have to recut this whole show. On Monday, we'll have to recut it. That's the last part. In posh DC neighborhood, how does a socialist who's supposed to live in some egalitarian, leveled-out society, live in a neighborhood better than yours. Better, worse. But socialists say there's no better, worse. Everybody gets the same. She drives a Tesla, parks illegally, shops in a fancy store, and lives in an expensive neighborhood. How is... It's a head-scratcher, folks. It's a head-scratcher. Every time. And you're falling for this nonsense? So again, on the hypocrisy alert, those stories are always easy to find. AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and others. Bernie Sanders. Remember Bernie, Joe? Bernie Sanders. The remember the three homes or something? Remember the segment we used to do here? Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
I love socialism. Bernie. But remember what you said? We want taxes on those evil millionaires. The millionaires. In other words, Bernie, aren't you a millionaire? I'm not talking about me being a millionaire. I'm talking about you idiots, millionaires. Bernie, I thought you were a socialist. You have three homes. I'm not talking about my three homes. I'm talking about you dunces. What the hell? Bernie, it sounds like you're kind of a fraud. I'm not a fraud. I'm a socialist. Socialism, Bernie, socialism. You're not supposed to have all that stuff. As I said, socialism's for you dunces, not for me. We haven't done that in a long time. Those of you who just tuned into the show and you're new, every time I do Bernie, I used to do it a little more when he was running. 50% of you want me dead instantly, and the other 50% think it's funny. I don't know. I'm just making an executive because I just had the. You want to know? We were doing a fake show yesterday, and the Bernie voice came up, and I thought, I can't stop. I'm not talking about. That's my favorite Bernie Sanders song. We used to do that a lot back in the day. All right, getting back to this. Here is the greatest one, Thomas Sowell, on the disaster of socialism that utopian fallacy idiots can't seem to figure out. Check this out.
We now have more than half a century of knowledge, of a track record of these kinds of ideas being put into practice in countries around the world and failing time and time again. Not merely failing, but making things worse than they were before. Venezuela is the classic case. And yet, during the whole period when people are starving in Venezuela under socialism, the young people right out of our colleges are flocking to Bernie Sanders because they're judging by his words and how wonderful it sounds and not by what happens when you try to put those notions into practice, as has been tried again in countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, South America.
Failed everywhere.
Failed everywhere, but it doesn't matter. Again, if you live in the utopia fallacy where there's no evil men and eventually really good angels will come and implement socialism the right way, good socialism's just right around, it's right around the corner. Next time, we won't have the 100 million dead next time.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, summer's only a couple of weeks away. Time to celebrate longer days and fun in the sun. You deserve it. And right now, Chamonix is celebrating with a sale you deserve. During Genucel's summer blowout, get the brand new Zotiq Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free with your order. Here's Bobby from Fresno, California. 3 days before my doctor's appointment, I started using Zotiq. And she said, what have you changed? Your skin looks great. I told her Zotiq. It's truly a miracle worker. Thank you. And for a limited time, every Genucel order includes the Genucel Jawline Treatment and legendary Genucel XV Anti-Wrinkle Moisturizer, also free. Three free gifts when you order Genucel today. Give your skin to the best skincare money can buy and look 10, 15, even 20 years younger. Chamonix promises you'll see results within 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com or call now 800-525-6553, 800-525-6553. Three free gifts today. Don't wait. Call or click now. Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Do you know that about 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020?
Yeah, most people don't know that. What do you think the effect of all those newly printed dollars will lead to? Inflation? Maybe. It certainly won't lead to the dollar becoming more valuable. In the past, people have purchased gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. That's because gold and silver have increased in value as the purchasing power of the dollar decreases. Buying real gold and silver, the kind you can hold in your hands, is much easier than you think. You can have it delivered securely or privately to your home, or even put real gold and silver in your IRA or 401k. If you are at all concerned about the value of the dollar continuing to decrease or the risk of inflation, you should call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group sells real gold and silver for the lowest prices possible. Call 833-928-GOLD. They will answer all your questions and send you their precious metals investment guide. Get gold you can hold, or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-928-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
You know, we just said, what's the theme of today's show? Leftists live in a utopia fallacy where no evil men exist. The really good people will come and implement real socialism this time. It's just been losers who did it in the past and wiped out nearly half the globe or whatever. So you think after the third round of stimmies, remember the stimmies? Stimulus checks paying people not to work, who shockingly never worked. The unemployment rate, super high. A lot of people aren't going to work, but there's 8 million job openings. Why? Because the government's paying them not to work. Liberals are having a tough time figuring this out because they live in a utopia where all people are good. If they're getting a government check not to work, they're going to want to work. I've heard this liberal talking point on Fox over and over with the talking heads who come on. What are you, insulting the American people saying they don't want to work? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm simply saying is there are 8 million job openings. We're paying people not to work, and a large chunk of people who are getting those checks aren't working because of it. Those are facts. Are you insulting the American people? No, I'm telling you the facts. We don't live in utopia where everybody's a hard worker. Sadly, the 80-20 rule in reverse applies. Yeah, about 80% of Americans want a job and want to work. 20% want to sit on their butts and do nothing. Yeah, that's the facts. You don't want to do anything. 20% of this country, some people, want to suckle off the teat of the rest of Americans who work their butts off. And we should never run from that. Call them out for the lazy bones they are. Take your butt, remove it from the seat, as I've said many times, and go to work. Like we do. That's not insulting the American people. That's insulting lazy people. We don't live in a utopia where 100% of people have the drive to go out there and do things every day. So you would think to yourself, after three rounds of stimmies, would you want to possibly do a fourth, despite the fact we still can't get people? Of course you do. They're liberals. CBS Philly, May 21st, 2021. Be in my newsletter. Stimulus check latest. Is a fourth relief payment coming? They never learn. They never, ever learn. You have to start to ask yourself. I'm not kidding. It's not funny. I'm not laughing. I just, you have to ask yourself, are these people seriously trying to destroy America? Really, I'm not kidding. Are they trying to destroy the country? They're not stupid people. They may be evil, but they're not dumb. They know we can't keep printing money and giving it away to people, some of whom aren't working because they're getting free money. The lessons are right in front of us. The unemployment rate is through the roof, and there are 8 million open jobs. But why are people not working? Because you're paying them not to work. Not to mention, remember this from the Wall Street Journal article yesterday? The money supply is exploding. It's growing at twice the rate it grew in 1978 before inflation exploded at 13%, and three times the rate it grew during the spending surge of the Vietnam War. Don't worry, folks. Let's just keep spending money on people to not work and keep printing money we don't have. Nothing will happen. Don't worry. The utopia fallacy in real life, right in front of us. All right, let me see. Do we have time for this? Okay, we do. All right. So just quickly on this one, there's a really terrific piece I'd encourage you to read. I put it in yesterday's newsletter and today. Bongino.com/newsletter is how you access it. I'll get to it in light of this new news I saw yesterday at the Wall Street Journal, that voters are finally waking up to the fact that the emergency coronavirus powers don't exist, folks. The government does not have superpowers. It's not the Avengers. It's not Guardians of the Galaxy. There are no, do any of them actually have superpowers in Guardians? I don't know, but the government definitely doesn't have any. The government is limited on what it can do. Voters in Pennsylvania, where the governor is quite the tyrant over there, Tom Wolf, have finally had enough of his endless emergency. Wall Street Journal, voters say no to endless emergency. In Pennsylvania, a rebuke to Governor Tom Wolf's diktats. Tom Wolf's one of these governors that's used the coronavirus to declare a seemingly endless set of emergencies. Gretchen Whitmer, Andrew Cuomo, and others. And sane people like us who believe in the Constitution, liberty, freedom, and the constitutional republic, and the dangers of big government, because we're not utopian fallacy suckers, we understand that Lord Acton was right, that absolute power corrupts, absolutely, and that all great men are inherently bad men. People who seek power are typically people who have mercenary purposes. There's a reason for it. It's a reason our great Constitution and the Bill of Rights is a document of negative liberties. It's what the government doesn't have liberty to do to you. Judge Andrew Napolitano, you might know, has an excellent piece up. It's in the newsletter today. You really need to read it because we're in a really dangerous spot where a lot of suckers out there actually believe, yeah, the Constitution's suspended when there's a viral outbreak. There is? I don't remember reading it. Anyone on the show remember reading that in the Constitution? He's shaking it. Joe, you remember that? Is there a footnote in there?
No, never.
Did we miss that?
No.
It doesn't say with the exception of a viral outbreak. Okay, it doesn't. It doesn't. I didn't miss it. It's not the 32nd Fifth Amendment. I didn't catch it. Here's the piece. It's called The Government's Emergency Powers Myth. And here's a quote from it. There's no emergency powers. Lincoln tried this. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. He's talking about the Milligan case, Judge Napolitano. He says in a unanimous decision cited hundreds of times, the Supreme Court rejected the concept that emergencies somehow create or increase government power. The court condemned emergencies as a doctrine, the fruits of which none is more pernicious. The condemnation is still the law of the land today, and it applies to the states as well as to the feds. Thus, no matter the exigency, war, floods, pandemic, fear, myth, individual natural rights protected from government interference by the Ninth Amendment trump the unconstitutional words of government officials and invalidate their efforts to enforce compliance. Ladies and gentlemen, we need an awakening in this country right now. It is time to take the country back and stop the nonsense. Here's the Ninth Amendment right there. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. In other words, those are your rights, not the government's, and they don't have to list everyone out for you to retain those rights because they're given to you by God. There are no emergency powers. Well, a fair question. But, well, Dan, how did this happen? The government's clearly all around the country, state governments declared emergency powers. The answer is because a lot of us let it. Well, what do you want us to do, Dan? I'm not telling you the answers are easy, but I talked about it often. Said it was time in Manhattan for bands of businesses to get together. I get the prisoner's dilemma, the coordination problem, but and just say we're opening. You can't stop us all at the same time. And we didn't do it. And now states, local governments, and the federal government, because it happened and there's very little penalty for it, have just managed to convince the population of people that the Constitution somehow suspended in an emergency. It doesn't exist, that power, anywhere. They just made it up. Folks, thanks for a great week of shows. Last week I'm doing just the podcast. The podcast, of course, is going to continue. I told you that as long as I'm around. I love doing the show. Nothing will change. But Monday starts a new journey for me on the radio as well. The second job for me, which I'm going to really enjoy. I can tell you because we've been running through practice rounds all week and it's been a blast. There's an energy to live radio. I'll be able to take your calls, be able to have some more guests, and we'll have 3 hours together. I sincerely hope you check the show out. Call your local radio station. Ask if they're going to play the Dan Bongino show. We will have a station finder up soon. The problem is there's a lot of stations joining, and it's a lot more work than it looks like. But we're on quite a few stations around the country. Please listen in. Call in. I'll have the call-in for you number on Monday. And if you'd like to watch the video version of the show, where I don't think they're turning the camera off on break, so I eat a lot of stuff during breaks, you can go to Fox Nation. It's the same show. It's a simulcast. Subscribe to Fox Nation, and you can watch the show, too. Again, I don't know what's going to happen during the break, because I'll be here for 3 hours. So check it out. Fox Nation, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show. Make sure you call your local radio stations and listen live on the radio. Thanks for everything, folks. It's been a really great week, and thanks for supporting the show as we launch on Monday. See you soon.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner. Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Retired American soldier for his gallantry in action during the Korean War. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
During an East Room ceremony, the president awarded the Medal of Honor to retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr., who courageously put himself at risk on the battlefield in 1950.
We are hosting a true American hero and awarding an honor that is long overdue.
The president noted that Puckett also received honors for his duty in the Vietnam War, including 5 Purple Hearts for injuries suffered in combat. South Korean President Moon Jae-in was on hand, becoming the first foreign leader to attend a White House Medal of Honor ceremony. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Biden and his South Korean counterpart holding talks about cleaning up the Korean Peninsula from nuclear weapons. President Biden says he's dispatching career diplomat Sung Kim to serve as a special envoy in the region.
Today, I affirm to President Moon that the United States will proceed in close consultation with the Republic of Korea in our strategy and our approach. And to help drive all these efforts, I'm pleased to announce that Ambassador Sung Kim, a career diplomat and with deep policy expertise, will serve as the U.S. Special Envoy for the DPRK.
Also at townhall.com, Apple CEO Tim Cook describing the company's ironclad control over its mobile app store as a way to keep things simple for customers. Cook also denying allegations he's been running an illegal monopoly. Very rare courtroom appearance Friday for Cook. Comes during the closing phase of a 3-week trial that revolves around an antitrust case brought by Epic Games. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox, the 4th House lawmaker to be issued a $5,000 fine for failing to complete a security screening before entering the House chamber. Bernie Bennett reports.
According to the Capitol Police report documenting the incident last Thursday, Fox set off a metal detector station in front of a door leading to the House chamber. 2 Capitol Police officers tried to stop Fox, but she threw her bag underneath a table near the metal detector and still went into the chamber. One of the officers replied that a reporter had witnessed the incident and said, "I don't know if it changes anything, but I don't want you guys to get in trouble. I'm going to be reporting on that." Lawmakers are allowed to appeal the metal detector fines to the House Ethics Committee, but Fox has yet to do so. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Administrative law judge says the leader of Iowa's largest school district violated his duty by not complying with a law that intended to ensure students could learn in classrooms during the pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tribune shareholders approving a takeover by Alden Global. Correspondent John Scott has more on that story.
Shareholders approved a takeover by the hedge fund, which already owned nearly one-third of Tribune. Alden Global now takes full control of the Chicago Tribune, Baltimore Sun, and other Tribune papers in a deal worth roughly $630 million. Through its digital-first media chain, Alden also owns the Boston Herald, Denver Post, and San Jose Mercury News. John Scott reporting.
On Wall Street Friday, a day of mixed trading, Dow Industrials gaining 123 points for the session, closing out the week at 34,207. On the tech side, a day of losses, NASDAQ fell 64, closing at 13,470. S&P 500 was down 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
That's on you. Now come over here, honey. Come over here, sugar cakes. That's baby Doc Cuomo, the nursing home slayer. He'll tell you what harassment is, and he'll sound like Virgil Sollozzo in The Godfather while he does it. He also looks strikingly like his name's Al Lettieri, the actor that played Virgil Sollozzo. You know, he got shot in the head in the, you know, Louis in the Bronx by Michael Corleone. And this guy, the governor of New York, the nursing home slayer, Gropey McGropeface, what a man. Where do we find such men? Really, where do the Democrats get these people? Oh, yeah, his they grow them in petri dishes. His father was, and then, you know, his brother is Megilla Gorilla. Turns out he's in just a tiny bit of hot water, too. Megilla Gorilla, you know, Fredo Cuomo. Because he was acting as an advisor to his gubernator brother. He's a media figure, apparently. And even the New York, you know, Chris Cuomo, and he's Megilla Gorilla, he's Fredo. He's not the brightest one. No, you know, the gubernator, he's just bright enough to be sinister and corrupt and devious. Megilla is not even that bright, but he's a piece of work, that one. They pay him millions of dollars at CNN every year to just be as dumb as a rock. The guy's unbelievable. He went to law school. He doesn't know what the First Amendment is. He doesn't know what the Fifth Amendment is. He doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment is. Law school didn't work on him. It doesn't work on everyone. You know? He's got the degree. They should probably call and ask for him to return it because he's an embarrassment to the legal profession, and that is not an easy thing to do. I think everyone would agree with that. Well, happy Friday to you, and welcome. We are, as you might expect, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. And when even the New York Times has, they got a story today that Chris Cuomo has at CNN has ethics issues, and that CNN, of course, has ethics issues, but you know that already. When the New York Times comes out after you, that's a problem when you're a Democrat, because they're obviously, they're, you know, and they're, you know, it's a little, it's a circle fest and a phone booth, the whole media thing in New York, and you know all that. So we'll get into that. Also, you know, Democrats support Hamas, the radical Islamic jihadi terror group hell-bent on the total destruction of the state of Israel. And they oppose Israel because it's, you know, a free, fair democracy with, what do they call it? Diversity. I think they call it diversity. That's a word they like to use. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. And Israel is the only, you know, a diverse country in that region of the world. And it's one of the countries where they don't hang people for being gay, for example, like Iran. Iran enjoys the support of the Biden administration as well. And they enjoy the support of the Obama-Biden administration. And the largesse that was heaped upon them in that time frame is still being used to, you know, kill, maim, and murder. Because, you know, that's what they do. That's Iran. They're the world's number one state sponsor of terror. And, of course, Barack Obama, the number one sponsor of Iran. So you got to take that into account at all times. Yeah, it is a it's a remarkable thing. There are so many remarkable things going on all at once. We do have a ceasefire in Israel because the radical Islamic jihadi terror group Hamas was, you know, once again having their kufi handed to them. And they were getting, you know, the floor was being mopped with them. Israel had taken them by the ankles and was cleaning the floor with their heads. And it's what happens every time. It's perfectly predictable. And it's been going on forever and ever. And it's, you know, it really, an important thing, something that would change the course of human history is if people would remember things. I think that would be helpful. You know, people here in the United States should remember things that people that elect Hamas and vote for them in the Gaza should remember things. And they should remember that their leaders keep doing this to them and nobody benefits on their side of the fence. But, you know, it leads to another generation of bitterness and more suicide bombers and all the lunacy that comes with, well, that region of the world and particular sects and elements in that region of the world that we've been watching for generations now. And really, if you want to bring it back centuries, you could very easily do that too, back to the Barbary pirates and, you know, the gates of Vienna. You can go back as far as you'd like, really. The Crusades, there you could go back a long way. But it continues. Not only does it continue there, it continues here in the United States where, Palestinians are attacking the Jews in New York City and in Los Angeles and in Florida. Florida's a new one. I just happened upon that today. News media doesn't make much of this because they're not Trump supporters or something like that. If they were Trump supporters, it would be big news. But since they wear Palestinian headdresses to conceal their identities and wrap them around their faces like terrorists, and some of them were, like in Los Angeles, wearing black ski masks, you know, in the spring in Los Angeles, not because they were skiing, and they're attacking, you're getting out of their motorcade of vehicles, their caravan of vehicles, and who's a Jew here? And they're, you know, who's a Jew? And then they're violently attacking the people. And not really a big news story with the American news media because the perpetrators are the wrong, you know, the wrong class of person. The news media would love to go after, if only they had MAGA hats on, it would be a big story. But since they're wearing Palestinian headdresses and concealing their identities and ski masks and, you know, yelling this anti-Semitic stuff, I was talking about the numbers yesterday, anti-Semitic hate crimes in the United States. The number one religious group being attacked, Jews, of course, not Muslims, not anybody else, Jews. And guess who's doing the attacking? Overwhelmingly. It is, you know, people that wave Palestinian flags and lefties who are anti-Israel, burn the Israeli flag as quickly as they burn the American flag. You see it on college campuses. You see it in Washington, D.C. We see it, you know, burning the Israeli flag. I've seen it myself down at the White House. And burning the American flag, they love burning the American flag. They do that like at Democrat Party conventions and things like that. That's when you know it's a party. Occasionally they'd set themselves on fire too, because, you know, they like to entertain the crowd, and the crowd loves a good laugh every now and then. So that happens from time to time as well. Now, with that said, Joe Biden, there was a ceasefire that was called. It was brokered by Egypt, by the evil and terrible General al-Sisi that the Obama administration refused to deal with. After they betrayed Hosni Mubarak, longtime American and Western ally, ended up in prison, Obama sided with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the granddaddy of Al-Qaeda and all the other radical Islamic groups. And Obama was on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and, of course, the Ayatollahs in Iran, and not on the side of Israel. Tried to undermine Benjamin Netanyahu all over the place, and not a pro-Israel administration. I think that would be generous. Probably the most anti-Israel American administration that we've ever seen since the creation of the State of Israel under Harry Truman. But setting that aside, Joe Biden tried to take credit for it yesterday. Well, not only tried to take credit for it, he did take credit for it for the peace deal, the ceasefire. It's not a peace deal, it's a ceasefire that was brokered by Egypt and the awful, terrible General al-Sisi, who brought an end to the craziness. You know, the Gaza actually borders Egypt and the Sinai. And we have some, the United States still have some peacekeepers there in the Sinai, and so, you know, get a little buffer between Egypt and all the old wars, all the old conflicts, where once again the Israelis hand them their kufis again and again, and they never seem to learn the lesson, you know. They never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity, as has long been said of the Palestinians. It remains true to this day. So we've got that going, and there is a ceasefire, and that's good. And Egypt did broker it, and that's good. And Biden did take credit for it, and that's typical. And the news media is playing along, and that's predictable, and pretending that Joe Biden's some kind of a peace deal broker here. That's not true. He made a phone call, and then it turns out Kamala Harris, but not Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, called the King of Jordan and had a phone conversation with him. I think she still hasn't gone anywhere, Kamala Harris. She hasn't gone to the southern border. She's in charge of that. You know, she's the border czar. She hasn't been there, I think, you know, since spring break or something like that. But, and she hasn't been to Central America. And what are we coming up on half a year in office at this point? And really, she hasn't done anything. And the news media says that they're considering not bothering to pay to travel with her on Air Force Two because she never talks to them and she never does anything, and there's nothing to report ever. And she keeps lists. She keeps lists of reporters that must be punished because they're not subservient enough. And that's something that the media is also comfortable with because, you know, she's not a Republican. So that's how that works. She's not Richard Nixon. They're still complaining about the enemies list. Well, Kamala Harris has an enemies list in the media, and she's only been vice president for about 20 minutes and hasn't done anything, but she has put together an enemies list, so that's okay. And the difference between this enemies list and all other enemies lists is that the media approves of this one because Kamala Harris has an enemies list, and therefore they support it. That's how that works. Pretty remarkable stuff. So, and then again, we've got people with Palestinian flags and Palestinian headdress violently attacking Jewish people or people they perceive to be Jewish in Los Angeles, in New York, in Florida. And the news media, once again, why would that be a big story? That's not a thing. You know, the Middle East lunacy being brought here to the United States, it's part of the third worlding of America because the Democrats want to import the chaos from around the world to the United States. We have long been effectively impervious to all of this because we controlled our immigration and all of that good stuff. And now the Democrats are undoing all of that, the Biden administration and the Democrats undoing immigration control, open borders. You see, we're picking up people in groups at the border from Eastern Europe, from the Middle East, from the Caribbean, from Cuba, from all, you know, you come from Cuba, I think you should be allowed in, because you're escaping the glories, well, that the Democrats are promising, you know, socialism, and then everything will be better, because socialism is the answer to nothing. But that's right, it's the Democrat Party's answer. So we've got that stuff going. Pelosi, you saw Nanny Pelosi, she's still handing out fines to Republican members of Congress, and only Republican members of Congress, because she's an extremely partisan hack. And she's very corrupt. She's a very corrupt person. And she's handing out fines, meting out punishment to Republican members of Congress who are vaccinated, but she is handing out the fines for them following CDC guidelines for not wearing masks. She mandates that they wear masks. The city of D.C. has lifted the mandatory mask rule. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have lifted the mandatory. The White House lifted the mandatory mask rule. And yet Nancy Pelosi is still handing out fines to Republican members of Congress that don't wear a mask, most of whom, but not all of whom, have been vaccinated. I know Senator Ron Johnson, for example, Republican, he's in the Senate, not the House, has had the virus, and then he got better, and then he's been tested, and he has the antibodies, which is what the vaccine does for you. He says he's not going to get vaccinated because he's already had the virus, you see. So why would you, it would be redundant and repetitive and unnecessarily duplicative to be vaccinated after you've had the virus and you have the antibodies, so he says. But Nancy Pelosi is still handing out fines and for to Republican members of Congress. Then there was a protest. A number of Republican members of Congress went to the House floor and didn't wear masks as a form of protest, exercising their First Amendment rights right there in the Capitol and in the House chamber. And for that, they've been punished by the authoritarian dragon lady with the face. What happened to her face anyway? And she's handing out fines for because they followed the CDC guidelines. That's kind of an interesting new twist because she's not well. She's not really a good person either. And then she went to the White House where they had a big gathering and everybody was packed into a small space and nobody was wearing masks. And she has nothing to say about that. She said, well, of course, because we're vaccinated. So, were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. It's quite remarkable. And she's threatening the Republicans with more fines, I think up to $2,500. First go around is $500. And for following the CDC guidelines. And it's not like they send you a bill and tell you to write them a check. They take it right out of your paycheck because she has the power to abuse. And so she abuses it. And then she, is allowed the double standards. So she goes to the White House and Steny Hoyer was there. Nobody's wearing masks because it's okay for them. See? And that's the way she rolls and that's the way the city goes. Remarkable stuff. Minor big news today. They're pretending it's big news. I'll explain why it shouldn't be treated that way by the clowns at CNN, my alma mater. The CNN reporter at the Pentagon, who I know very well, Barbara Starr, I was assigned to the Pentagon for many years myself, and Barbara Starr is CNN's Pentagon reporter. It turns out that they just learned now that the Trump administration secretly obtained CNN reporters' phone records and email records. How dare they? How dare they, sir? And it's kind of funny if you, again, have a memory that is functional. If you understand what's been going on here for years, then it wouldn't be big news. And CNN was fine when somebody else was doing exactly the same thing, but to a much greater extent. That's coming up. We also have police news, lots of police news. Good police news and bad police news. Democrats continue to attack and shoot at police officers. Another suicide attack on police. And hero police. Great stuff. And some hero bystanders in Florida when a man was resisting arrest, apparently a crazy man. And some good citizens intervened on behalf of the police. We got Prince Harry and the silly media and all kinds of good stuff. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Yes. Journalism. Remember journalism? Does anybody remember journalism? Even when it was good, it wasn't that good. But now it's another thing altogether. It's like from another century. Well, I guess it is another century. And it's like from another culture, not a Western culture. This is a strange time. To be sure, we've got this Martin Bashir story. He's a British journalist. He's a journalist, you know. He also has worked for ABC News and NBC News and MSNBC and had his own show on MSNBC. And he turns out lied a bunch about some Princess Diana stuff in an interview that he had done, and it caused all kinds of pandemonium, all kinds of mayhem, and now he's been called on it. And it turns out he had some kind of heart surgery recently, and now he's left the BBC. The timing is conspicuous, to be sure, because he's being investigated for improprieties, Martin Bashir. And it's kind of an interesting story for a number of reasons. The Washington Post even has a story on it, amazingly. It's kind of an interesting story because you know, they lie a lot, the news media. We know that, right? And it turns out that Martin Bashir used deceitful methods to secure a 1995 show he had called Panorama Interview with Princess Diana on the Twitter. And he, there was a lot of misleading going on, a lot of, forged documents showing that people had been paid to undermine her, and he forged all the documents. They're all fake. And then he had this interview with Princess Diana, and there were, nasty things came out of it, and it was all yada yada. I never really followed that royal family stuff. I'm an American. We fought them through two wars to put an end to their stuff. And now we've got this nitwit Prince Harry over here, too. And he's got more truth bombs. He's talking to Oprah. I guess they're releasing more Oprah stuff or something. Will you just go home and take that miscreant with you? That you people, you know, truth bombs? You guys are some kind of bombs. The kind you... Well, I'll just leave it at that. They, honestly, you guys should go back to England and stay there.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Aaron Bell, nicknamed Billy Goat Bell, became the first Superior Court judge in Shasta County in 1880 and served until 1891. It was he who gave the order to move the county seat from Shasta to Reading. The first high school in Shasta County was established in Judge Aaron Bell's nine-room house at the corner of West and Placer Streets in Reading in 1899. In 1902, a new high school was completed facing Placer Street. Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
And so this Martin Bashir, BBC, ABC News in the United States, NBC News in the United States, MSNBC in the United States. Notice I didn't call that news. He just left his job citing health concerns after a BBC investigation found that he fabricated documents in an effort to make Princess Diana angry so that she'd do an interview and make news. And it worked. You see, Martin Bashir had a graphic designer fabricate, forge, falsify bank statements that suggested that there were employees at the palace that were being paid to spy on her. And so she went and did this interview with Martin Bashir on his TV show at the time called Panorama and said, "There are three of us in this marriage." Meaning that Chuck, you know, the ferret face, was having an affair with Camilla Parker Bowles, and it was the highest rated, 20 million viewers and all that stuff. It made a big splash, and it turns out that the BBC investigation found that Bashir had a graphic designer create fake bank statements, which he then allegedly used to convince Diana that royal employees were being paid to spy on her. Diana's brother, Charles Spencer, tweeted November 8th that he knew Bashir, quote, used fake bank statements and other dishonesty to get my sister to do the interview. Well, it reminded me, Jeff and Victor and I were talking during the break, of Dan Rather and Mary Mapes at CNN coming up with the fabricated Air National Guard documents on George W. Bush. You remember that? And this is just kind of journalism today. And yesteryear, 100 years ago, it wasn't a whole lot better, I suppose. There may have been a brief period, sometime in the 50s, 60s, 70s, when journalism was better. It went on for a while. But, or maybe I was just being naive. That's a possibility, too. pretty amazing stuff. So he's out of a job. He said he left because of health reasons, but now we know that they're about to release this bombshell report and that he was going to be revealed as a fraudster and a forger and a dishonest sneak and duplicitous clown and not a legitimate journalist at all, which is why NBC and MSNBC liked him. He used to, well, he had his own show on MSNBC, and he started out subbing for Lawrence O'Donnell, who self-describes as a socialist, not a mere liberal, but a socialist, and he's got a show. NBC pays him presumably millions of dollars a year. Speaking of which, I've got some, I don't know if you saw this, pretty remarkable. The ratings for Greg Gutfeld's show, his 11 p.m. Eastern show on the Fox News channel, I've got that for you coming up. But I want to get to this other story first because this is pretty remarkable as well. There are lots of remarkable media stories today. None of them reflect well on the media, of course, but, you know, that they could change their behavior, I guess, and things would get better. There's a left-wing outfit called PolitiFact. I call them PolitiFake because they're clowns. They're not a legitimate fact-checking organization any more than Glenn Kessler and the Pinocchio people at the Washington Post are legitimate fact-checkers. The PolitiFact people are even worse, I would say. They're charlatans of the first order. And the headline that popped yesterday is in the Daily Caller, not, of course, in the Washington Post, nor will it be on CNN. PolitiFact quietly retracts. Pants on fire. This is their most incendiary rating. That's on fire. And that's like the equivalent of four Pinocchios in the Washington Post. Pants on fire, lab leak fact check. You know, this whole lab leak thing keeps cropping up and getting more and more traction. But the news media defending communist China and the communists, wherever they find them, the news media loves to rush to the defense of communist China. And lots of media companies love to rush to the defense of communist China. And they're all over the place. Now, PolitiFact quietly retracts pants on fire lab leak fact check. You see, Tucker Carlson on the Fox News Channel, who they love to attack, the Washington Post attacks him, the Democrats attack him. That means he's telling the truth because they're anti-truth. They're anti-Israel, they're anti-police, they're anti-U.S. military, they're anti-Bill of Rights, and they're anti-truth, as today's Democrat Party has been taken over by the left. The Democratic Party isn't. See, it's like friendly fire isn't. The Democratic Party isn't. PolitiFact quietly retracted a fact check from September of 2020, leading up to the election, of course, that stated a Hong Kong virologist who was pushing a debunked conspiracy theory. That's what they called it, a debunked conspiracy theory. When she said she's a Chinese doctor, medical doctor, and she studies viruses, she's a virologist, and she went on the Tucker Carlson show and talked about the lab leak theory. And these frauds at a fake fact-checking outfit called PolitiFact, the key part of that of their title is Polita, not fact. See how I did that? It's like I took the first part of the word. Because they're a political entity, a left-wing political entity, a Democrat owned and operated political entity, and they're not fact checkers at all. They're frauds and charlatans, and I've been pointing it out for quite some time. They lie all the time in their fake fact checks, and it's my job to point that out, so I do. So this nice lady went on Tucker Carlson show, and she told what we now know to be the truth, and that is that the lab leak theory is not a conspiracy theory. It's not wild-eyed. It's very legitimate, at least in terms of the need to explore it further. They lied to the World Health Organization. World Health Organization went along with the lie, and they lied to us. And that's the United Nations. We pay them lots of money, and they don't really do anything productive. So they say that she was pants on fire, spreading a debunked conspiracy theory. When she went on the Tucker Carlson Fox News show, and said that COVID-19 was a lab-created virus. Now, the virologist, former University of Hong Kong postdoctoral fellow, Dr. Li Mengyan, had claimed on Tucker Carlson's show that not only was COVID-19 a man-made virus created in a Wuhan lab, but it was also released intentionally into the human population by the Chinese government. The people at PolitiFact wrote, the claim is inaccurate and ridiculous. We rate it pants on fire. The retracted fact check stated that Facebook posts that contained the comments Jan made on Carlson's show have been flagged as part of the social media networks, that's Facebook's, efforts to curb fake news and misinformation. See, they did that with the stories about Hunter Biden, too, leading up to Election Day. And, of course, the stories about Hunter Biden and the laptop and the emails and Tony Bobulinski and Joe Biden being big guy. All true. All true. Facebook quashed them. Twitter quashed them. The New York Times and the Washington Post quashed them. And those who tell the truth, as I like to say, nothing gets you in trouble like the truth. And they all stepped on those stories and attacked anybody that talked about them. And they called them fake news, and they called you a liar, and they screamed, you know, you're a fascist, and all this stuff. And, of course, over time, you learn that the people that they're yelling at are telling the truth. Now, as for Dr. Jan, not everything that she has said has been verified, but now there are congressional investigations, calls for a follow-up on the World Health Organization investigation, and calls to, and there, we've got, I talked about it the other day, 18 world-renowned doctors, virologists, calling for a new investigation into the Wuhan lab theory. Headlines this week saying the Wuhan lab leak theory is not a wild conspiracy theory, because it's not, and it never was, just by the way, if you actually paid attention to the facts and not the politics. See, they are polita, not facts. See, so PolitiFact uploaded a copy of the redacted fact check to its archive with an editor's note explaining why it removed it from its website. When this fact check was first published in September 2020, calling Tucker Carlson and this nice woman a liar, I think they're racists. You can't call a Chinese woman a liar and a fraud without being called a racist, I think. PolitiFact sourced, see, they say, they got it sourced. PolitiFact sources included researchers who asserted the SARS-CoV-2 virus could not have been manipulated. And of course, they've been proved to be, clowns. And, but, you know, the science evolves, I guess. That's the, that assertion is now more widely disputed. That's a generous understatement, generous to themselves. The editor's note stated, for that reason, we are removing this fact check from our database pending more thorough review. Yeah. Well, why did I know it at the time, but you clowns didn't? Why did Tucker Carlson know it at the time, but you clowns didn't? Currently, they wrote, we consider the claim to be unsupported by evidence and in dispute, the editor's note added. So there it is, Politico's fact check. And then they kind of make it disappear. You have to go hunting for the update. And then this one will be revised later on again. And nobody will care, because if you trust PolitiFact as a fact checker, then it's kind of on you at this point. This is not a legitimate organization. It's really not. Longtime New York Times science reporter Nicholas Wade wrote in May that despite the Nature Medicine statement being full of absurdly large holes and grounded in nothing but two inconclusive speculations, it successfully convinced the world press that SARS-2 could not have escaped from the lab. See, the thing is that, you know, the journal Nature Medicine, March of 2020, group of five virologists who argue that the virus that caused COVID-19 exhibited no signs of purposeful laboratory manipulation. Yeah, but that's not actually the standard that you use, of course. And the retracted fact check of Dr. Jan, after it published a lengthy piece on Monday on the origin of COVID-19, that acknowledged that some virologists, such as Rutgers University professor Richard Enbright, said that the available scientific evidence supports both a natural origin or a lab accident origin. And she did say that she believes that it was released intentionally or deliberately, and that is something that is hotly disputed, continues to be hotly disputed. So there we have that. That's good stuff. And this thing can, you know, the Republicans, you know, Devin Nunes, I played audio of Devin Nunes, Congressman Devin Nunes, yesterday. You remember the news media went after him and called him a crazy person, and he was wild-eyed, and he rushed down to the White House to explain to the people in the Trump White House that what the FBI had been using as evidence, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, what the FBI and J. Edgar Comey had used going to the FISA court to get spy warrants, FISA warrants to spy on members of Trump's inner circle so they could spy on Trump. you know, with the two-hop rule and the FISA warrants and all that stuff. And Devin Nunes discovered that what they were using, the dossier, was just Hillary Clinton's opposition research. And he discovered that the FBI already knew that Christopher Steele was not a reliable source and that they had decided years before that they couldn't rely on him as a source. And Devin Nunes knew the truth, and he went down and revealed the truth to the people at the White House. And he came out and revealed the truth, and he was attacked for it and mocked for it and ridiculed. And then many months later, we all learned that Devin Nunes was right, and he was telling the truth, and all the people attacking Devin Nunes, the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, were lying or wrong, and were spreading the falsehoods. Devin Nunes was telling the truth. Now Devin Nunes is leading the charge in the House of Representatives, not Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, but Devin Nunes and the Republicans leading the charge to get to the bottom of the origins of the virus, because it matters. Millions are dead, tens of millions infected, and it's not over yet. And were it not for the Trump vaccine program, which is saving the world, the United States, America, saving the world once again, how many times do we have to save the world, honestly? Will you guys start doing something, a little help, you know, like throw the ball back over the fence every now and then? Just do something to help out a little bit. Do we have to do everything, all the heavy lifting? You know, we walk on the moon. You know, we got bored with chipping golf balls and driving dune buggies on the moon more than half a century ago. Well, we stopped, I guess, in 1972. So almost a half century ago. Tired of bored with walking on the moon and driving dune buggies and chipping golf balls. And you guys are doing what? Doing what? And what are you doing now? And NATO, are you getting your oil and gas from Russia? This is what's going on. But that aside, remarkable stuff. So here's the great Gutfeld news. So this is our good old trusty news media and the Democrats. But once again, I repeat myself. Yes, they were using Hillary Clinton's opposition research, the fake dossier. Christopher Steele, and Christopher Steele's primary source, was a Russian stooge working at the Brookings Institution, left-wing think tank in Washington, D.C. And he was full of it, and he had already told the FBI that this was kind of barroom talk with his friends, and that it wasn't substantiated. And James Comey knew all that. And he continued to use Hillary Clinton's opposition research and not inform the FISA courts that it was Hillary Clinton's opposition research, but to lie to the FISA courts. And there's no accountability for anybody in this city except the occasional Republican. In fact, the Washington Post today has a big story. Three more people have been arrested by the FBI for the Capitol Hill melee on January 6th. And still nobody arrested from the three-day siege of the White House, where they sent St. John's Church on fire, injured more than 110 police officers, and forced the evacuation by the Secret Service of the President and the First Family to the bunker. That's the FBI is not looking for anybody involved in that, because I guess those were lefties. Those were Democrats, and that's okay. Parts of our city are still boarded up all these ages later. Isn't it remarkable? And when will you hear this? I want to share this with you coming up. The Greg Gutfeld story. This is real something. And again, coast to coast, Los Angeles, New York, Florida, people with Palestinian flags hunting Jews on the streets of the United States of America and violently attacking them. I don't think it's in the Washington Post today. I took a look. I don't think I saw any of that. Maybe it's in there. Could be. Maybe it's in the Digest someplace like that. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high-interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
You know, the Washington Post has a headline today. Some worry. You know, that's true about anything. Some worry Biden's message on masks may be misread. Now, that's not actually the problem. It's not that it's misread. It's that it's muddy and muddled and schizophrenic and all over the place, and it's one message today and another message tomorrow. Different message last week than we'll have next week, and and then whatever they tell us to do, they're not doing it themselves. So it's not a matter of being misread. They actually assigned four reporters to do this phony little press release. President hailed new CDC guidance, catching many officials off guard. They love to use the word hailed and hail when they're talking about Biden. And they have words like, well, so they've got he's triumphant and triumph. They love those. All right, I mentioned the Greg Gutfeld thing. This is quite remarkable. I was surprised by this when I saw it. I actually had to go double check it because I thought, is that really possible? Is that true? And I went and I double checked it, and it turns out it's true. Fox News, Greg Gutfeld, he's on the TV show The Five at 5 o'clock Eastern, and now he has his own show at 11 p.m. Eastern, and that means it's 8 o'clock on the West Coast because they do that live stuff. Fox News late night show, Gutfeld, nears top of ratings race. And I know you're thinking, oh, like the cable news ratings race, he's doing better, you know, who cares, than MSNBC or CNN. Listen to this. Fox News host Greg Gutfeld's new late-night show recently topped traditional late-night broadcast shows Jimmy Kimmel Live and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon in the ratings, according to Nielsen Media Research. Gutfeld averaged, now listen, this is the trick here a little bit, averaged 1.6 million viewers for the week ending May 14th, beating Jimmy Kimmel on ABC and Jimmy Fallon on NBC, although it trailed slightly behind The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, radical left-wing, wild-eyed, crazy-haired left-wing nutcase. Stephen Colbert used to be kind of funny. Now he's a mental case. The Nielsen ratings show. May 13th was the Fox show's best night so far with 1.8 million viewers. Listen to this. Placing it second only to Stephen Colbert, which drew 1.9 million viewers. He's got 1.8. Stephen Colbert has 1.9. You know, these late-night shows used to get 7, 8, 9 million people, maybe more. Now they don't, because there are three networks. Now there are 300 networks. But that aside, Gutfeld's show beat Stephen Colbert, however, in the 25-54-year-old demographic, which is allegedly the money demographic, for all ratings. So he actually beat Stephen Colbert in the demo, as they say, the 25-54 demo, and he soundly beat Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel. This is a cable news show. The reason is he's funnier and he's more clever. And
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.